You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Aloha, this is Nick Rolovich from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJJ Zach Morse. Pride Rock, baby.
Hey, this is Rick Belangiotti, General Manager for Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well-dressed with finesse in the white tee. Looking for wifey, the girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the T, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with. Count your loop with. Push the pool stick in your new crib. Same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack. Where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop. Baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back. They shoop, shoop, shoop. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money. Playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them down.
Sleep Time, so much, Kavat the Catalyst. You a slave to a page in my DJ Zach Morris. Big money, Playboy, your time. Season 5, episode 10.
Let me get this right on the first
crack. Go. Let's go.
B to the fifth.
Yeah.
You learn.
B-B-B-B-B-Y-L.
Big Baller Brand, Bombay, Bombay, you learn.
There you go. Episode 10.
Why, I'm wearing the Illmatic shirt.
Yeah, Illmatic.
Because of this whole controversy, everybody's upset.
Everybody mad. Coltrane mad, everybody mad.
See, even Coltrane's mad. Okay, well, you could have just ran with it. People would have believed it.
Yeah.
But yes, Lonzo Ball, talking any kind.
Yeah.
Everybody upset. The old people piss off. Young people don't care.
Everybody mad.
Millennials laughing. The Koreans don't even know who any of these people are.
Koreans get the pulse on the button already.
Yes. So, should we just address this right off the bat?
Which one?
The whole Lonzo fiasco.
Sure.
What do you think of this thing?
When I first heard it, I was like, this kid's an idiot.
Okay.
But he's a kid.
He's a kid, yes.
You don't even know nothing about Nas.
And let's remember this now. When was the last time Nas was relevant?
Very true.
When was the last hit Nas had?
He's only relevant to us.
Correct.
He's relevant to us and people that are like hardcore in the game. Like
the hip-hop.
Hardcore hip-hop heads.
Nation.
Like, yeah, there's like 19, 21-year-olds that are hardcore.
Correct.
Diggers. Digital diggers, I call them.
Right.
Because they go on YouTube and they look.
Yeah, every genre has a hardcore division of people, of fans. And Nas has not been relevant since, what, 97?
At least.
Let's think this over, guys. So when we defend Nas and being this guy, it's to us.
To us.
It's like, I mean, he should be following history. So that's the thing, right? He's not following his ancestors, his predecessors.
Well, he's not a hip-hop artist, technically. So.
Right.
And NBA players have a track record of not knowing good hip-hop anyway.
For the most part, right? Yeah. I mean, shout out to Chris Webber. He knows.
Chris Webber. I mean, how many of them
back in the day.
Well, okay. Maybe a lot of them might know, actually.
Michael Jordan never listened to hip-hop. He was a jazz guy.
Yeah. Like, Karl Malone, obviously, he listens to country.
He listens to country, Hicks.
I bet you John Stockton listens to gangster rap.
I doubt that seriously. Steve Nash, I think, does.
Oh, yeah. He's Canada. He's Canadian.
Yeah, he listens to Drake.
Canadians. Oh, God.
Yeah. But, well, the thing is, both sides are wrong.
I cry.
Both sides. I can agree on both sides. He's young, but he is not a student of the game. Because he does rap. You've seen this, right?
Yeah,
he's whatever the hell he's doing.
Put him in a body bag.
Right. You put him in the body bag, Johnny. But Nas has not been relevant.
The crazy thing is, Nas is... He owns what, Mass Appeal?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He directed or co-directed the Get Down.
Yeah.
So he's a smart businessman. Behind the scenes.
Correct.
So that's what you need older, that's what you do, right?
You evolve. You change with the times.
Right.
But for him to diss Nas is pretty much him dissing, say, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's why he should have known.
Like, he's not the best, but he's in the discussion.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Jordan, but he's Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
So you're dissing Magic Johnson as a thing to kind of example it.
It's like saying Magic Johnson was never a Laker or something.
Correct.
Right? Like, oh, it's only Kobe, you know?
Right.
Kobe.
Magic don't mean nothing because I wasn't around.
Yeah.
So that's where there's faults and
But he's a kid. He's stupid. He's going to say stupid things. His dad's pretty much an idiot.
that I like.
I think he knows, but he's probably a hip-hopper, though.
Who's that?
LeVar.
Oh, yeah, his dad knows us.
Notice LeVar's kept quiet on this whole thing.
He let his son burn with this one.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, sorry, son, you're going to, with his goofy leg.
He does his thing, and he's...
You're going to not do this by yourselves.
Once again, YouTube people, are you enjoying his movements?
He has a goofy leg.
He looks like a goofball, yes.
Kind of like Jar Jar Binks. He reminds me of Jar Jar Binks.
Wow.
He moves like Jar Jar Binks.
In a way, yes.
He does. You ever watch his rec league basketball?
Oh, no.
Dude, it's hilarious.
I would watch LeVar Ball highlights to see what the heck he's doing.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Is he a post player?
He's like one of those dudes. He's a pretty big dude, but he's just like all over the place.
He's confused.
Man. Yeah. Mm.
Wow, I would like to see that. Yeah. That's very crazy. LeVar Ball also in the news. He didn't totally shut up. He said something about Steve Nash. I don't know if you caught this.
What?
He said Steve Nash offered to give guidance to Lonzo Ball to help him out. LeVar said, no need, because Steve Nash is slow. What you going to teach my boy?
Right, 2-time MVP.
He just told Steve Nash, get out of here. I don't need your help.
Wow, he don't like Drake. He don't really love Drake.
He don't. He's an American hip-hopper. So that's what he came out and said. This along with the Nas stuff going on, LeVar Ball come out, attack Steve Nash. So there you go.
The thing is, he attacked so much people, and he's been so, like, outlandish. People, I didn't hear about the Steve Nash thing.
Yeah, that was a couple of
days ago. Usually I would hear about it quick. People are kind of over it, as in, like, he can keep doing this.
Yeah.
But nobody really cares anymore.
I think people are, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the spotlight is kind of being like, well, that's just the Ball family.
Exactly.
Well, it's just LeVar.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So...
That's the latest with that. I mean, you're not going to hear too much about it. That was a couple of days ago.
Yeah. But like I said, I will teach my kids to respect hip-hop because technically I need that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be a hip-hop guy and not have my kids respect.
Well, okay, you look at how we grew up, okay? As opposed to these kids. We did not have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We bought magazines.
Right, right.
The way to get this information was very tough. We had to really search.
That was rough.
We couldn't just go on the computer, wake up in the morning, and then scratch our behind and turn on the
computer.
You read
the flavor, bro. Paperback.
Paperback, magazines, guitar records, read the magazine. That's the only way we found out. And then we watch a show 1 hour a week on MTV at 1 in the morning that somehow tells us some videos. And then there was a show called Pump It Up, if you remember that.
Yeah, Deep Arts.
Right. Those were the only two shows, really, that gave us anything.
Pump It Up was on regular TV, so if you never have cable, you could watch it.
Yeah.
And then you can watch the video box. Remember the box?
Video box, right.
But they play the same movie over and over.
Right.
The same video over and over again.
Right. So it was tough.
But your TV raps came in, it was like game over. Everybody was like, oh. We're still late, though.
We're still late.
Yeah.
Because those videos would be made and there would be... The song is already out. When the video comes out, the song's already out like a month before. So we were very late on stuff. Now people have the access to get all these things right away, which makes people think that they can do it.
Yeah.
Which makes everyone think they're a rapper now.
Exactly.
That is what's going on with these Migos and all these guys. They're all coming out thinking that they can do it because they see the fame, they see the videos and all the women.
Did you see my tweet that I did?
Oh, what did you want?
When I put a notification came across.
Yes.
I put a notification came across and it said, are you going to the Future concert?
Oh.
And I said, I'd rather smoke ice and jump off a bridge.
Wow. That is insane in the membrane.
Like five people hearted it.
Oh, yeah.
Beep. Make sure you follow Cavic Catalyst. Twitter.
There you go.
But that's the way I feel. It's garbage. It's so garbage.
Okay, speaking of concerts, I want your thoughts on this.
Are you going to go to the Future concert?
No, no. Here's the thing on rules of concerts.
Right.
Okay, let me just throw this out.
There you go.
For a guy such as Future, now, if you're a fan of Future, that's fine. If you're not, that's fine. But if you're a fan of Future and you're a guy, you need to go with a girl to this concert. You cannot go with a bunch of guys to see Future.
Yeah.
Case in point, Ja Rule and Ashanti are coming in November.
You better go with
sold out. You have to go with a girl. If you are a guy, goes with a bunch of guys to Ja Rule and Ashanti, which you know what the songs are going to be playing. Yeah, it's all those lovey-dovey songs. Be about you. You do not rule, bro code, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm just saying.
Get an escort. No.
Hire an escort, bro.
Ask your best friend that's a girl.
Go with a girl.
Go to Comic-Con and find a girlfriend.
Right, hey, right there. I'm sure they would want to go. All those.
I just think like today's hip hop, you gotta go with a girl, cause it's soft.
Yes.
It's millennial soft lotion hands hip hop.
Exactly.
So you can't be going with back in the day. Naughty by Nature, you go with your boys.
That's fine.
You go with your boys. Cypress Hill, go with the boys, bruh. Black Sheep, Booyah Tribe, Far Side, go with the boys. Here, soft hip hop rap for pillow biter kids. You go with the girl.
Yes.
Because you know, they're making music. You need to be with the girl with.
Plain and simple, that's it.
Back in the day, it was all cypher music, you know?
Yes.
Head bobby.
Yes.
Yay, your hands in the air.
Right. I mean, just think about the catalog that Ja Rule, I mean, that's why it sold out. I mean, they have a lot of hits. That's not, I mean, you gotta admit it. They have tons of hits.
$100, I think.
Right? Oh, really?
$100 for like Loges. I heard someone at Costco talking about
it. Oh, really? It sold out fast.
And there's a guy and a girl talking.
That's fine.
So hopefully the brother was like, hey, you going to the concert?
Yeah, come with me or what? Wear one skirt. So. I don't know what that means.
This is Japan.
It's a PG show.
Well, because they're at Costco and she's wearing pants. So maybe that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, no look like one. No look like one, you know, titter. No
look like one booch, yeah.
No look like Bato Loco, bruh. Wear the kind. Look like one girl for once. So I'm just saying, they have a lot of hits and it's all these romantic kind of songs, as you know. They're club hit, club bangers. Right. Always on time. They have a ton of hits, but you gotta go.
We should go over there and we should pick it for Ja Rule's failed festival.
Oh, remember gosh. That? Yeah, what was that called now?
I don't know, Wanderlust.
You mentioned this, yes. Some kind of bogus. Yes. But that's their career and, you know, pop more part to them.
That's great. That's crazy that it sells out. It's selling out.
Because Hawaii was really all up on
Hawaii
Ashanti.
Hawaii loved Ashanti, Ja Rule. I was never a fan of Ja Rule.
It's just straight club songs.
Yeah, so. I didn't think the funny part is, I never thought he was whack. I just thought he's just like straight instant club music.
Yeah,
you know?
He knew what to do.
Yeah.
Murder, Inc. knew what to do.
Yeah.
Marketing was great. Because Ja Rule was Cash Money Click. If you guys remember back in all you hardcore, back to the hardcore hip-hop people, Mike Geronimo, he was part of that crew.
Crazy, huh?
And then now he's making love songs, but... And Ashanti still looks good.
She does?
She still looks... Hey. She looks kind of better now. If you try to look at a picture of Ashanti now.
Okay.
Still hot.
I'll go do this.
So, still looking good. So, I'm not surprised. You know, we shouldn't be surprised.
Like
it's so
fine wine, bro.
Fine wine, bro. Vino.
Black of the berry, the sweet of the
there Ashanti. You go. CL Smooth with lots of loving.
Ashanti.
He's looking up live right now. There you go. Ashanti Wheels. Ashanti. No.
All right, that's rims.
That's a rim company. There you go. You had it. This is what searching is like live when...
2017, though. Here we go. Here we go.
2017. Look at this. Boom.
We're doing what the millennials do with hip-hop.
There you go. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to go. She's ready to go.
There she goes. She's filled out.
Let's bang it out.
Beautiful black woman. We love them all, baby. All right.
Wonderful.
Anyway.
On to the weekly recap.
Yes, yeah.
Little things you have to address.
University of Hawaii.
Yes.
They won. 2-0, baby. I'd like to correct myself against Western Carolina.
Yes.
Not Kentucky.
Yes.
Which is crazy because a lot of these schools, these subdivision schools, they have athletes, I noticed. We're playing against a bunch of guys, they were athletes. But when it came to the third, fourth quarter, you could tell who was a Division I school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like Hawaii when we play like... Florida.
Like a top five.
Yeah. We can hang, you know.
Start good.
One half. All right. 14-14.
Yeah.
But it gets to the fourth quarter, you can just tell.
I agree.
Almost like the afterburners, steroids pumping.
I agree.
The hydrocortisone shots, or the shots that
morphine.
They put morphine.
Morpheus, morphine.
The drugs they do.
That's right.
Pops in. Fourth quarter, gone.
Yeah.
Blow up.
I agree.
So, just like UCLA versus Texas A&M. They came back and they won too. That's our next opponent, by the way. So shout out to Rolo and the team.
Yeah.
Good win. It's a good win, but we should have blew them out by 80.
True.
So now we're going into UCLA.
Spread is 21.
Yeah. And LeVar Ball might be in the crowd, bro.
He just might be laughing his way.
He's going to be there.
Laughing at everyone.
He's going to tell. He's going to tell Rolo, never mind, Under Armour.
That's right.
You're going to be sponsored by Big Baller Brand.
Big Baller Brand, baby. That's right.
And an announcement is going to come across the board tomorrow.
Rolo
University
signs.
Of Hawaii.
Yep. Might be something.
Big Baller Brand.
You saw the clip of Rolo running with the, what was that? Was that the kickoff return or was it a punt return?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't pass the...
He couldn't pass, so he had to...
Yeah, he had to do the little, like...
Pull the brakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, good stuff.
Rolo's a good guy. Friend of the show.
He is a friend, long-time close personal friend.
Long-time close personal friend.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to get him on, but now we got to wait a whole year. Because the season's in. And the more he wins, the more he's in demand. So hopefully he cuts his hair anytime soon. You can see him. So anyway, University of Hawaii won. Football won. Oh. Volleyball lost. And I talked about this.
Yeah. The losing continues.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, maybe Shoji left the cupboard bare. I think he left them. Like, okay, sucks to be you.
Yep.
And like, because it seems like there's no dominant player. I don't know volleyball too well. I watch occasionally. Only women's. I never got into the guys' volleyball.
No need.
Never my thing, right? I don't know anybody, guy. Any guy that's into guys' volleyball?
Forget it.
That's all you.
Get out of it.
Women's volleyball, I can watch it from the back.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, that was good. That was good how you slid that in there.
Watch it.
Wow.
Anyway, they lost. What does that mean? Nothing at this point. But you follow us, you know what will happen at the end of the season if she doesn't win.
Gone.
See you later. Fired?
They give her one more year.
Yeah, they gotta give her one more year.
One more year.
She's so not like...
We should try and reach out to her at the end of the season to have her explain herself.
But she hardly talks for the news.
Yes. Typical local kind of girl.
You know what the thing with that is? Now that she's a head coach, she... Okay. I don't know how to put this. But now that you're a head coach, you shouldn't be wearing like basketball shorts and a sweater.
Really? She's dressed like that?
No, but when you see her on the sidelines, look like she could be getting ready to play.
Oh, she's not dressed professionally like a coach.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's
really?
Like,
that's really bad.
Really stepped into
that's
like,
bad.
I am the head coach of the nationally ranked, was nationally ranked.
That's pride.
University of Hawaii.
Yes.
Women's, which is probably our most successful program ever.
That's a pride thing, yes.
Right?
She needs to dress up.
So I think she needs to go and like get the Aloha t-shirt, you know, do her hair. Put on some makeup.
Or get business outfit. Like a big, like Ann Taylor.
Yeah. Yo, perfect. Yeah. Like, what's her name? The Tennessee Volunteer Coach.
Like her, right.
That kind of style. Like Laura Beeman kind of style.
Yeah.
It's different. The soccer coach. Yeah, that's different. She's in the hot sun running around.
So that's understandable.
So she can wear a visor. But you're inside. You're
Stan Sheriff, man. Yeah, your AC. You know.
Wear the nice Aloha t-shirt, a collar shirt, slacks, you know, with the loafers, with the Under Armour shoes. And just put a little makeup on. You don't got to get dull. You know what? To me, it's maybe she's trying to figure it out.
You're professional. But you're going to go to work like an office.
Yeah, like if I was a principal, I wouldn't be dressing like this.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
You know I mean? Of course, I'll buy like, you know, like Sig Zane maybe. You know what I mean?
I would think so,
Friday,
yes.
Wear a hat, a little Friday.
That's right. Man. Rick's Island Wear.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
And on the long that line, update, Kamehameha Schools, bro.
Yes. Speaking
Kamehameha,
of dressing
Kamehameha, bro.
That's right.
We got spanked by the Louis of St. Louis.
Yep.
The dean of all deans.
Glenn Maderos, bro.
Our friend of the show.
Yes. We can officially say, based off of last week.
They blew Kamehameha out 44-0.
That's nuts.
That's like a Kalani score.
Yeah, exactly.
Kalani, back when I was in school and I went to Kamehameha, all my friends were in Kalani. They played Kahuku against Mark Atuaya, I think it was.
Hey.
Then they got blown out 56-0.
That makes
Shut
sense.
Down in third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I thank God I didn't go to Kalani. Because I would have been on that football team.
Well, I chose wrestling.
Bro, so. I was so stoked. I was like, oh, thank God I'm coming, man. And I stopped playing football in ninth grade.
Right.
Because all my friends in ninth grade was the varsity team.
Oh.
Because, you know, Kalani.
Because they didn't have guys.
Yeah, they're playing against all these guys, bro.
Well.
RBI, Sole.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Palolo.
King of Jawai might have been playing for
probably.
For then,
he played
bro.
Both sides, bro. He played
both ways,
offense,
bro.
Defense.
Special teams.
He did it all, bro. Announce
kick
everything.
Kick off, punt return.
Cut the grass.
He even held up the guy when they never have.
The cheerleader.
No, not cheerleader.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, cut the cheerleader.
One arm get the cheerleader, one arm get the flag.
You play referee sometimes.
Probably. Might as well.
But
might
anyway,
as well.
Kamehameha, I'm just saying this because I don't remember Kamehameha being this bad. We were always in the game. We never got... I remember us ever getting blown out.
Okay.
44-0. Like, not scoring a point.
Do you know anyone who has kids at Kamehameha currently?
No. But I did post it on Facebook.
You did.
And nobody answered me.
That is true. Yeah,
none
I saw
my
that.
None of Kamehameha school
alumnus.
None of the guys in the lower grade, the higher grade. You know, Kamehameha, they get choke pride. A lot of Hawaiians get choke pride.
No, not anymore.
Right? And I'm expecting somebody to come to my defense and be Cavett, this is why we lost. The defense was injury, some kind of excuse.
Nobody said nothing. No. I just think it's just the...
And I'm like, wow, we're that bad.
Is that bad? Or maybe St. Louis has just gotten that good under the Glenn Maderos regime.
Bruh, not even Cal Lee, bruh. It's Glenn Maderos that did this for them.
Nothing's gonna change my wins for you.
Nothing's gonna change the wins for you.
You got it. You changed the whole.
I'm gonna send Coltrane to St. Louis.
Are you sure?
Play basketball and football, then get a scholarship to Oregon.
Like that. Wow, that sounded kind of like Future.
Oh, thank you. I take cues from the kids.
It's like a singy kind of thing.
You like
know?
That? That's the kids
do. Yeah, flick of the wrist.
I try to be cool, do what the kids do.
See, you gotta
anyway, Clement lost. Kind of depressing.
That was a gem up.
That's okay. I would have loved to be in the stands and see what all the Hawaiians was yapping about. Because me and my friends, we used to be the guys, like, not on the downside. We used to go, like, you know, part where it's, like, under the... And if it rains, where everybody goes.
Oh, okay.
We used to chill over there.
Oh, and just talk any kind.
A lot of vagrants, yeah. A lot of wannabe athletes.
Yeah, but that's good fun, though. Surfer, it's good to make the kind of comments. Yeah.
Hawaiian surfer athlete, we go beaching and we go to the game, eat Chinese.
Right.
Oh, laughing.
Yeah, well, what is this guy? What is he? Who is?
We're pretty good at back in those days. But anyway.
All right.
That and then Labor Day, I actually closed.
Yes.
Right.
You closed.
I closed because the kids was like, Daddy, we want to go hang out.
Oh, well.
So when the kids say that, you can't neglect your kids. Let's not raise a bunch of bastards.
Wow. How's that? That was a straight up
I can say that through experience.
Mm-hmm. All
right. I love my dad right now, but you know.
Wow. That was very dramatic.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
Interesting.
I had to give people the preface, you know, the preface. Of everything. Yeah. Preface.
Yeah. Preface.
Anyway, yeah.
Don't be half...
So Labor Day, went to Bellows, bro. Went over there with the kids. I don't go Bellows in like 10 years. When was the last time you went to Bellows?
Oh,
when was the last time you went to the beach?
It's a good question.
Bellows, beach.
As you can see, YouTube people, and maybe not, I'm not really the darkest of skinned guy.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't have time, which means bro. I don't have time, bro.
You get time for go beaches. Chicken's still here, bro.
Okay, so before we recorded the show, everyone, there was an ambulance in front of Light Sleeper's store. So as we're trying to park to find, you know, parking to come start this, you know, wonderful show, moped girl got hit.
Yep.
And we trying to figure out how she got hit. But she's still out here right now. This is about an hour ago.
This is about an hour. She must have got hit like a half an hour before we came.
Yeah.
She's been out here for an hour and a half.
So ambulance came. They took her into the ambulance. They taped her up. Yeah. And they bandaged her up. She's still here. She's now going to lock her moped in the bike lock, which you said was illegal.
Yes.
But the cops... apparently told her to do so.
So moped people do not like lock your mopeds up to a bike rack.
And that is a fine.
Yes, you will get a ticket if that happens.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know that because I see it multiple times. It's a motorized vehicle, so you have to park it in a stall.
Yeah.
Or you have to park it inside, like in front of your shop or the business that you're going to.
Did not know that. See, factoid, everyone. Factoid.
Yeah, you will get a ticket because I've seen it multiple times and I've seen the lady that gives tickets.
Yeah.
The ticket lady.
There you go.
Explain to them.
The lady of the tickets.
Lady of the tickets. Lady of the ticket link.
So that's what goes on. You just never know this
right
block.
Right now, this lady that got banged from a car is still here. And she's locking her moped up to the bike rack.
The bike rack.
Which the cops told her to do.
So what is going on with this world?
So watch, she's going to come back and get a ticket and that'd be the worst day of her life.
Yep.
That's banged by a car. Moped broken.
Yep.
Ticky.
Go drink already.
Go piney jigger.
Drink, smoke cigarette.
Go over there. Go make one phone call, bro. Tell Hideo, you have a lady come in all boss up. One drink on sleep time's over.
Pour the liquor on the cut.
Yeah, I'm guaranteed. You
can clean them off.
You can amputate them, cuz.
Just cut them off already. Okay, where
anyway,
were we?
Anyway, so they're just telling you
this. Labor Day. Bellows.
Labor Day went Bellows.
I don't go to the beach.
No more Portuguese man on wall.
Yes.
Went over there with the... Hey, what's his name again? Real Estate Agent to the Stars.
Oh,
yes. Bunch of other families, they get the keikis, go over there, the keikis run around, go crazy in the water, bodyboard, eat the hot dog and burger, all that good stuff.
Yes, we got to get him back on to talk about realty.
Yes, no, we do, definitely.
Reality of realty.
Yes.
With Grant Capono.
Grant Capono Canoho.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. That's pretty much everything in a nutshell. All right,
there you go.
Buy some shirts, because I need to make up for that day of closing. So that's real business here, people.
Wow.
But we did have a sale, no shipping sale. So we had no shipping. So
okay, for the online order.
And if you guys watch this right now, let's just do this. So by the time this comes out, I'm going to leave a code, okay? The code is ASAP, like Fables, ASAP. So you watch this, I'm going to leave it open. I'm not going to tell nobody on Facebook, Instagram, or anything. ASAP, you want any Light Sleeper shirts, any Light Sleeper gear, use ASAP free shipping.
How about that?
Yeah. So I'm going to do that right after I finish the show. But when this airs, it'll still be open, secretly open, because it's closed because of Labor Day.
Yeah.
But this time, once you watch this, go on Light Sleepers, shoplightsleepers.net.
Exclusive.
Free shipping.
I like it.
That's for good. Next week.
That's good. You're wheeling and dealing, man. You're wheeling and dealing, Monty Hall.
There we go.
All right. So, I'm just the only thing I'm going to recap before we go to break is one thing.
What was it?
I went on Saturday to this. Okay. And this is the... Every 2 years, they have this play. It's a... It's a sketch comedy play.
What is it?
Gridiron.
Okay.
Which kind of fits perfectly with the NFL preview.
Hey.
Go figure. So every 2 years, all the newscasters, they've been doing this for well over 10 years. All the journalism majors, interns, what have you, everybody,
right.
the faculty of the journalism department come together to do this parody of local politics and national politics.
Ah, hey, hey.
So it's, okay, so it's every 2 years, so then they cover everything that's happened in the past 2 years and
right.
in recent. All the newscasters are there. Ashley Nagaoka was there. Everyone's favorite.
Hey, there we go.
Hottie to the stars. Ashley Nagaoka.
How's she look? How's she look?
She looks hot. She's ready to go.
Spell Wanda.
She's ready.
In Wandas.
That's right. Smack it up, flip it.
I don't even care. But
okay.
Spell Wanda. All hip-hop people coming to my shop. Talk
yep.
about
her.
Malika Lincoln. Did
oh,
hold
right.
on to that.
Right.
Ashley. What's
Ashley.
Her name?
Ashley Nagaoka.
Ashley
Nagaoka.
She was there.
She was there. But then you're going to know all these people. If you watch the local news through the years, you're going to know.
Oh, she was acting?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. Hey, right
on. So she sang a bit. And she's a good singer.
Wow.
So I mentioned this on the IG review. But
okay.
She's a good singer.
There you go.
It's very long. It's 2 hours long.
Right.
They cover a lot of skits.
Wow.
They cover a lot of topics. Well over 20
was
topics.
Was it funny?
Okay. So now
oh,
the review.
Oh, no, bro.
Not everything hit. Some stuff
not
dragged.
Not like our podcast.
Exactly. So, the beginning kind of dragged.
Oh, boy. Who
the
did
beginning
Lee
dragged.
Calhoun did that one, huh?
Lee Calhoun was not there, strangely.
Oh, is this her thing or forte?
You would think that would be. But then you'd have people like Jody Leong was there. Kyoki Kerr was there.
Oh,
Ben Gutierrez was there. Ben Gutierrez was one of the stars of this.
No
way. I give big up to Ben Gutierrez, man. He got it. He,
for real?
His comic timing. He can sing.
Shout out, Ben.
He play ukulele.
His
Caetano. His Caetano impersonation. Dead
oh
on, bro.
Bro.
He knows.
New
and then,
respect, bro. Follow you on Instagram.
Ben Caetano was live in the crowd, bro.
Oh,
Ben stood up. Do this. Ben Caetano's in the crowd. Like that. Gutierrez shot him out. Bob Jones was there.
Oh, Bob Jones.
All the names that you're going to remember, like
right.
Debbie Fawcett was there.
Wow.
Robbie Dingman was there.
Wow.
Go down, Jody Leong, I said. But everybody from all news channels was on this.
Wow.
And they had, well, we have a new alarm, ladies and gentlemen. And then so they covered everything. So they ripped Ige.
Mm.
They had a guy dressed up as Ige who was dead on. Looked
wow.
dead on like Ige.
Who's that?
That is actually my friend who I used to work with at HMSA. He is at the media department now at Kaiser. His name is Chance. Shout out to Chance. He's a good guy. Chance the actor. And he was Ige. And it was perfect. And the whole skit was about he has no personality. So Malika Dudley comes out with all these girls, and then they sing, instead of, hey, Mickey, they say, hey, Ige, you're
Malika
so fine.
Malika Dudley?
Malika Dudley,
oh,
yes. This the guy. Wait a minute.
Open him up.
Wait
open
a minute.
Him up.
Wait a minute, everyone. Wait a minute. We just were talking about you 10 seconds
there
ago.
Go,
okay.
There
we go.
He has something big, too.
He what?
He stood in line for Star Wars.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yes, I was going to mention, we got it all live on the
him.
Social.
And low for the lady lover.
Yes, the lovers. So
anyway.
Oh wait, so
wait,
Ige,
Malika Dudley.
Malika Dudley, remember her?
So she's
not
she
on the.
Now? What does she do now?
She's on the Kauai or
oh,
Neighbor Island. I'm not sure which.
Right?
Yeah. She sells clothing or something. She's on a new career, but then she flies in to do this.
Oh wow!
And she does good too. She knows what to do.
Serious?
She's
wow,
a great she's great at timing and the acting.
Hey, shout out to her and Ben.
But overall, I gave the review. I gave it 3 mics.
Okay.
Because they cover so many. There are 20 skits.
Wow.
That it just drags
How
on.
How did they transition to the skits?
So, yeah, when a skit ends, then they have 2 people come up to a podium and then they intro the next skit. So, like, you have guys like Maleko. You have guys like Bob Jones.
How's Maleko's acting?
Well, no, he just does the announcing.
Oh,
he just says, okay, well.
It's pretty much his place, right?
Last year, this and this happened. Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's all he does with his voice.
He passes out rave flyers.
I'll get to that in a bit.
Oh, shoot.
He talked about something. Okay, so this thing goes for 2 hours.
Wow.
Right? 2 hours long.
How much cost for this one?
Oh, we got free.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I caught up Master P, got the hookup. Like that.
Wow.
So we go into this thing.
Oh,
it's all old crowd. Okay.
Wow.
Because older people they pay attention to politics.
Yeah,
more so,
yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
But the songs that they use were very young people songs. So it didn't connect with the older crowd. Like they did, like Britney Spears. They did a Britney Spears song. Okay. That crowd don't know. The old people don't know.
How did old people not know Britney Spears?
They don't know. They didn't react. They didn't react.
Wow.
Because, okay, Donalyn De La Cruz, you remember her?
Oh, yeah, I was her actually.
She did a Colleen Hanabusa impersonation, a music video.
I could see that.
So they did Baby One More Time to Hanabusa, it's Hanabusa time.
I always felt awkward.
And, what do you mean?
Just watching that, I don't know.
The video?
No, just watching.
Watching old people watch
watching
this?
De La Cruz do Hanabusa.
Yes, very odd. A Filipino doing a Japanese, yeah.
Doing Baby One More Time.
Yes. but strangely though, she did a good job.
Oh, hey.
She's a
surprises all around.
She's another one that did good. But the crowd just didn't get it.
Wow.
When Hey Mickey came on that song, the old people know that song.
Oh, of course. Right? That's like 30 years old.
Right. But then they did the song The Weeknd. They did the one Can't Feel My Face. They did a parody of that.
Okay, yeah.
Crickets. No one had a clue. So I'm like, it's interesting, like they're trying to make it hip, but the crowd is not hip and they don't need to. So, but like
I mean, Bobby Valentine and the Critters.
We would get right. You could play like the Sharones or something. Yeah. So it was an odd disconnect of how people, you know, generationally are not in tune with what goes on. It was funny that they covered a lot of topics we did, like the airline. Remember when the guy said take you out to the woodshed?
Yeah,
that
Holly guy. Oh, yeah.
They did a spoof on that.
Wow.
So like, hey, wait, we covered that. You know?
Hey.
So they covered the airlines. They covered OHA. They did an OHA Jeopardy. That was a hit.
Funny. That was a good.
So Howard Dykus was Trebek. And then they brought in like this tree. And then they did jokes about OHA and how like OHA waste their money, waste time, and all that. So they covered a lot of relevant.
Quick fast.
Topics.
Whoever producer decided Howard Dykus needs to be on TV.
Yeah.
I give him props.
No, he's a good personality.
I like when I first seen him, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
He's sloppy. He's like a nerd. But I was like, this is gonna work.
No, but it's just
that's
because
that's like the trend. You have all these pretty people, and Howard Dykus.
Yeah, but then he's the best talker of all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you got a lot of smooth talkers on there that can flow with it. Like Dan Cook is another one.
Yeah, Dan Cook.
You know,
yeah.
Like those kind of guys.
He's a smooth operator.
Exactly. So Dykus was big up to him.
Hey.
The show is at 3:00. They do this every 2 years. They do 4 shows.
Wow.
And then Thursday and then Saturday. And
so
then,
like two for each day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would recommend it because it's local stuff,
right?
And if you keep up with local news, you'll get it. Like they did a Hawaii 5-0 parody, of course, of how like, you know, there's no Asians
no
on
Asians,
it,
yeah,
and there's no local, like it's all the stuff that we think of and we talk about that they just put it out there. So it's all like they get it. They know. So I give it to them. They could have cut it about half an hour short.
Wow.
They ran a little
two too hours. Many. At least if you paid for it, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, a lot of stuff did not hit though, but. That's
maybe is it because of the old people?
A little bit of both, and a lot of it was just not funny. Oh. It was just dragged. Like they just wanted to put it on there just to put it on because we're not doing this for 2 more years.
Oh.
So they want to cover as much as can and just throw everything out and see what sticks. You know, like where SNL it was doing this, they would cut them. You know, they would cut that scene. Right. So that's the weekend. 3 mics. Gridiron.
Hey, 3 mics.
I recommend you go.
What was it called again?
Gridiron.
Gridiron.
Yeah. Gridiron. It comes out every
also,
2 years.
All news people do this.
News people and people in the media and like the communications.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like guys who work for the governor, the communications department, the mayor, Kaiser, HMSA, all those guys.
So the MVP was Brada Ben?
I gotta say, Ben Gutierrez was in there. Malika Dudley was in there. And Nagaoka.
The best?
Oh, Gutierrez.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he gets it. It's funny to see him like that because he's this weatherman. He plays it really super straight.
Right.
But then he lets loose and they go after everyone. They bash him good, you know. And they're swearing too.
Oh wow!
So it's a pretty no holds barred kind of a thing.
That's cool, man. And who's one of the worst actors?
Oh gosh, there was a few people I didn't really recognize, but there was some bad ones, like some just media communications people. There was one girl from KITV that never really.
KITV.
You know, KITV, they lead the way in bimbos, right?
Yeah,
so
one
of the bimbos at KITV, that she was one of the, I don't know if she's top 5 bimbo in KITV, but she was, she wasn't very good.
KITV, now you're trying to make me think, who could it be?
I don't know anymore. It's not Paula Akana, I tell you.
Oh, right. No, not Paula Akana.
It's not Pamela Young.
Oh, that OG's, bro. Exactly. Pamela Young, too crazy, but she already acting. Right?
Exactly. So before we go crazy, we'll take a break here.
Take a break.
Let's go, we go with the topics.
And we got after a that. Guest. Yep.
And then we got a guest, the real estate agent to the stars.
Talk about a little bit about real estate. Talk about
the
Star
realty
Wars.
Of realty. Yes, Star Wars.
Yeah, yep. Him waiting in line at Toys R Us.
Take a break.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 5, Episode 10.
B-B-B-B-B-Y-L.
Y-L. Big Baller Brand Bombay.
You learn.
You learn.
Yes.
Yes. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
My raps are trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 5, episode 10, BBBBBYL,
B to the fifth,
Big Baller Brand, Bombay You Learn. Why? Because Nas.
You should get it by now, everyone, I would hope.
See, people mad already.
Everyone's sad, mad, glad.
Yeah. But we'd like to welcome in our surprise guest, a surprise to me and Zach.
We didn't know.
The real estate agent to the stars.
There you go.
Grant Capone Canojo. Hey!
You just never know.
There you go.
You just never know. We're talking
Come
about
on
it
India.
Earlier.
Have a seat. There you go.
It was not planned.
Not planned
Seriously,
at all.
Seriously, not planned.
Move in, Zach Morris.
Okay,
move
I'm
in.
Going into this shot here.
Move in.
We're all here.
Move in more you can.
Oh, okay.
Capone, you're good.
Okay, sit by me. Sit by me.
There you go. Yeah.
First off, where did this label start? This real estate agent to the stars? Because I literally have not worked for any stars. Probably the most prolific person I've ever worked with in Hawaii is sitting next to me, Kevin the Catalyst.
Hey!
And that makes it official right there.
Everybody that comes on our show gets the stars treatment.
Okay.
Yes.
We have a K2H DJ to the stars.
Correct.
We have an artist to the stars.
Yeah.
We have an actor, entertainment.
Hollywood reporter.
To the stars.
MMA.
To the stars.
We have... Quite a squad.
Yeah.
Quite a staff.
All for the stars.
So, all right. This was a surprise, as of course. We didn't know this was going to happen. We really didn't know this was going to happen.
No.
We're not talking any kind. You know, he just came in.
Yeah.
And we wanted to christen you for a future episode to have the Realty on Realty.
Okay? Yeah.
Where we talk about
Keep it Realty.
Yeah.
Keep it real estate. Yeah.
But that's exactly. Like a whole show. We want a whole
that's
show.
That's a whole, I guess, 3 hours.
How to buy a house. How to sell a house.
What's
the market like?
Wow, okay.
We're on our grown folk thing. Because we're both homeowners, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then we'll get to a little couple questions at the end. But then the main thing that we're going to discuss is that we saw this on social media, as the kids call it. You were in line.
Yes.
You're the professional line guy.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, well you're there.
Second place.
Okay, we got another guy.
No, wait a minute. I think maybe he is tied with Lofa the Liner.
You're in there, sir. I tell you what, you're there, ready to go. Okay, well, you're in line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about it. What happened? What was it for?
Yes.
What happened?
It was for Force Friday Part 2. Second event that they've done to kind of commemorate the release of all the new toys in line with Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, which hits theaters December 15th.
There we go.
So all the stores had different sales going on, exclusives. I mean, everything from Walgreens to Target to Toys R Us.
Okay.
Every store seemed to have something tied in with Force Friday. So it was a cool event. We did it last time before Episode 7. Had a good time doing it. And like with all my line waiting activities, it all kind of centers mostly around just hanging out, socializing, being there for the event.
Right.
I literally buy almost next to nothing.
Really?
Yeah. You can ask this guy. I hardly buy anything.
He buys from majority of people that want something that's not waiting in line.
Correct. So if someone wants something, they tell me, they give me the money, I get it for them, and that's it.
Okay.
I'm there for the experience.
Got it.
Wow. Yes. I did not know this. I thought you were like, you know,
nope.
You had a certain agenda of what to get.
You have to go one of these days. You gotta.
This year.
Yeah, you just go wait, go hang out, bro. Just stay, hang out, eat food, everybody come say hi.
And you've told me about these stories in the past.
Hang out,
like, and then you always gonna see the weirdos that try to cut in line.
Oh,
and try to get out of here.
Yeah. Seen that, bro. Seen a lot of people coming over there.
And there was another thing I wanted to bring up with the Super Nintendo. Okay. Now, the Super Nintendo Classic. Now, you got your hands on this? Because this thing was like, did the pre-order come out?
The pre-order came out, sold out.
Yeah.
Within minutes.
Unreal.
Everywhere. Yeah.
But you got one. You were able to
procure. Okay, so.
Here we go.
I got an update for that.
Here we go.
So I got 8.
Oh! That's why.
See?
But fast forward to today, and I'm left with 2.
Oh.
Because Amazon, in their infinite wisdom, sent out this cancellation email
saying
that they could not, because of what was in the box, they can't ship it overseas, which is total BS to me. So they asked me to provide them with a mailing address within 5 days or my order would be canceled. I called them that day, changed my address to my brother's address in California, and they still canceled.
Wow.
So I called customer service and they were like, I'm sorry, sir, we can't do anything. It canceled it. You can try to add it back into your cart. But I was like, it's not available to add into my cart.
Yeah.
So they literally had nothing to say except an apology.
Wow.
So I got 2. Wow. Still, not bad.
Yeah, well, you had 8.
Yeah.
Right.
But I plan on standing in line again when it comes out on September 29th.
Oh, okay. It's going to be physically
physical
there.
In stores, yeah.
You want to do that, Zach? September 29th?
Yep. What day is that? Like a Monday or Friday?
It's a good question.
Let's go. We got
Infinite. Let's go to the lobby.
I feel bad because, you know, my goal was to get them for the families that don't get a chance to get them.
Right.
29th, you
say? It's a Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So Thursday night, then. Midnight?
Thursday night. I don't know. We'll see.
Is it one of those, like GameStop?
Depending on the hype of it, we may
midnight
have to get there earlier.
Yeah. I figure the hype's going to be huge because of that. The first Nintendo just was insane.
Yeah.
That thing just discontinued right off
It was crazy.
The lineup, it depends what you're looking to get this from. Like, if you're looking to really genuinely play it, the lineup, what do you think of the lineup?
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, the Nintendo one was a more fun lineup. It had all the heavy hitters, but this one, like, they're promoting it as, if anybody remembers, Star Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It was an unreleased Star Fox game.
Unreleased Star Fox
so
too.
That's kind of like the highlight of this thing. So I don't know.
Are you supposed to be excited for that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why. It just doesn't, the hype maybe is not quite there, but it will be there anyway because it's a Nintendo product.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow.
So this is a Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
The first one was
the
Classic.
Classic.
NES, But they already have plans, supposedly, for N64 all the way up to GameCube to release them in this format.
That's just the way to go, right? Like, let it chill out and then retro.
Yeah.
People just love the retro
stuff. Don't they have the Sega one on the counter? I mean, it's basically readily available.
The Sega one got really crappy reviews.
The Genesis
one? Like, the interface is really confusing. And so
the Genesis
hasn't been
one.
Yeah.
So that's why it's still there. We can walk into Toys R Us and be, boom, Genesis. Damn, why they screw that up? It's a great game.
Sega just always declined every year. They just screwed up.
So what was a hot toy at the Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, first
there
off,
was a lot, right?
Yeah, but every store suffered from shipment problems.
Oh.
So like Toys R Us, they let in groups of 5. So our crew was the group of 5. Shout out to Lofa, Jedi. But we got in there and we literally wiped out whatever new stuff was there.
Yeah.
And maybe we each got 2 or 3 items.
That's it?
And everyone else that came behind us literally had nothing left except the old stuff. So they got real crappy supplies.
Sucks.
I heard Target was the same.
Was there people waiting in line at Target as well?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, and then
I seen Jedi going to different places. So he was basically, after that moment, you guys went, he went
to
different
home.
Right.
Yeah. I got a family. I got to wake up in the morning.
That's reality.
But they all went to Target Kapolei.
Unreal.
And then they went to bed. And then I got a call from Lofa in the morning telling me to go to Box Lunch.
Oh, is that
like
Almana?
Which is like the non-goth adult version.
Right.
Pro Ridge.
Pro Ridge.
So
so I went there for 2 hours to wait in line for some Pop Funko figure that Lofa wanted. And then they went to GameStop, and then they went to Hot Topic. So it was a multi-stop kind of event.
Wow. And so did you keep any of these things?
I kept two things, which I'm going to give away at my annual rent out the movie theater for Star Wars.
Nice, did that last year. Nice. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give it away to kids.
Do you have a date for that, a time for that?
No, we're still waiting. We're still trying to figure out location and all of that, but it's happening.
Because last year you did it in the morning.
Saturday morning.
7:30?
8:30 in the morning?
Wow.
Which wasn't that bad. Could have been worse.
Yeah, it's true.
True.
But they're real strict on when you can rent them out on opening weekend, especially.
But didn't your one friend got like the legit couple A theater?
Well, yeah. If you're part of a larger corporation, they'll let you do that. Like Bank Floyd rented out a theater. That guy's company rented it out. So, yeah.
So we need to do a Sleep Times Over one.
Movie.
It's legit. Yeah.
I know you probably trained some Bank Floyd or Federal Territorial Savings Bank executive. So go ahead. Right. Do your magic, bro.
There's only so many people I can call, sir. All right, we'll figure that out. It's only September. I'm tired.
It's coming but up, bro.
I guess so. Up. It's going to be like tomorrow, right?
You know, how epic that'll be if we get Sleep Times Over presenting Star Wars.
But would it have to be opening?
It would be epic.
Opening weekend, though? It would be like we have to do it like at 6 in the morning.
We can do them the week after. People still watching it. I watched it like 3 times.
Why don't you guys do your show at the theater at my event? Bam.
But people could be, who the hell are these two yahoos?
Yeah,
who
you know, most of the guys.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you could.
Just set up your table in the front.
Like, what?
You know, we could set it up as they come in.
Yep.
So instead of being inside, so they're looking at us like, who are these idiots? When they come in, we can, like, you know, throw commentary.
Who this guy?
People in.
Hey,
throw them.
Because we do a Toys for Tots drive, so people bring in toys when they come in.
Families.
We got Jedi going to be there in his outfit.
Of course, right.
Kind of mingling around.
Yeah, we should. We set up a table in the front. You can comment. Open
invite.
Come in.
Open invite.
With any public event, PA system.
No, but they don't need to hear. No, they don't need to hear. You know what I mean?
We just make it so they hear. No, right?
I don't think
we
can hear.
Why? That's the same thing you said for the anniversary show, and everybody wanted to hear it.
No,
PA system, bro.
We'll be on the outside, not the inside.
No, yeah, exactly. As they're coming into the lobby of the theater.
Oh, you want them to hear us?
Because they'll be just adding to the commotion, adding to the buzz of this event. You have like Toys for Tots over there. You have Star Wars in the back.
They did let us bring in the PA system last time.
Wow,
because they did prize giveaways and all that.
Oh, exactly. We can announce the prize giveaways then. You know.
Oh, you want to do that? You want to do
the
prize guy?
What day was this? This will be on the.
It'll be the weekend of December 15th.
Weekend of December 15th.
So either the Saturday or the Sunday, we haven't tied that in yet.
You want to be the prize guy? You going to be the MC? You going to be the MC?
We'll both be there to do the show with that PA system. We'll just go, okay, everybody say Star. Everybody say Wars.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, shit. Wait. Don't.
Everybody say Star Wars.
Star. Whoa.
And then, nine.
And then maybe I can even set aside a section of tickets for your guys' folks. 10, 20 tickets, you know?
Well, whatever it is. I mean, just for the comedy of this.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
You know?
But if we do that, then we have to make everybody we invite dress up.
Good luck with that.
They have to dress up.
Good luck.
One section only.
Oh, nobody going to go off. They're going to do that. We
can call it Depth Photography, do like a cosplay show and everything, if, you know?
Right. See, everyone listening where this is all live brainstorming.
Anyway, so Force Fridays. I thought I was going to totally say it already. But anyway, besides that, I know you had some questions about, you wanted to touch on.
Well, real quick, couple of things. Okay, I don't know if we covered this earlier, but what was the most sought after toy of the night? What was the one that was like was on everyone's minds? It was like, well, you got to get this one, hard to find. Was that anything like that?
Moz.
You know, I think it had more, not Moz. I think it had way more to do with the exclusives at each store and everyone trying to get into those stores.
Got it.
For me personally, it was the Force Ghost Obi-Wan Kenobi that could only be found at Walgreens.
Oh.
Black Series. It was Obi-Wan.
Black Series, okay.
But with like a slight blue tinge to
it. Oh, that's fresh.
And I still haven't found it.
Oh.
I don't know anyone in Hawaii that has it. If you have it.
Oh, nobody in Hawaii even has it.
That I know of. I mean, you know, I was asking
Not even Lofa, the toy.
Not even Jedi?
Jedi?
Not that I know of.
Wow. Jedi posts his haul. I don't know where he got his money.
So that's what I wanted, personally. But as far as what everyone else thought was a hot toy, I'm not sure. I mean,
Funko.
They had a whole bunch of
Funko's
stuff. Funko stuff. They had the new, BB-9E, which is like the evil toy of BB-8.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the remote control made by Sphero. They had some cool stuff.
Right.
Turn those again.
But to me, what I'm hyped about, aside from the Ghost... This makes me sound incredibly nerdy.
It's okay, bro.
Is the largest Lego set ever released is coming out on October 1st, ever.
What do you mean?
I think it's like 7,500 pieces.
Whoa.
The new Millennium Falcon.
Whoa.
Some special edition. $800 out the door.
All right. Charge it, baby.
October 1st. But if you guys remember, the last Millennium Falcon, which previously held the record for the most pieces, is selling for like $5,000 now.
Oh.
So all the collectors love that
stuff.
Good
investment, then? Good investment?
I think so. Just hold on to it.
So buy two?
If you can afford it.
$800 a piece.
$800 is a lot. It's a lot.
Right, you gotta call the bank, bro. Call, bro. Get that loan, bro. I need a Hawaiian loan.
$2,000. You buy two Millennium Falcons.
Yeah.
They're gonna be sure.
Yeah. eBay them out.
So that's it for me. That's what I want.
That's shopping at the Lego store.
Online, at the Lego store. Yeah.
How much is shipping? Is it free shipping, maybe? Yeah, Amazon? No.
It's big though.
Yeah, shipping is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
That's huge. So, would you put it together?
No.
No, you keep it in the box, sir.
I think I'd keep it in the box.
Yes. You know, you sell them.
No, I'd buy two. One to sell.
And then one to build.
You want to build.
If I did that, yeah, I'd put them all together.
Yeah. All right.
Could you sell, okay, instantly, I guarantee instantly, if it's $800, you instantly can sell the second one, I think at least $2,000.
Okay.
Easy. Once it sells out, I think it's an easy
right.
17, 18. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Or just up it up and put the Supreme sticker on the box.
Oh, there you go.
$1,000 more, bro.
Oh, there you go, bro.
$10,000 the thing go for.
Strowman Truist, bro. That's going to be $8 million.
$50,000.
Why hasn't anyone done anything with Supreme Leader Snoke?
Oh, nice.
You would, wow. Man. Why has that not been the case?
Just put a tat on Snoke. Call it a day.
Supreme, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, Supreme don't even watch Star Wars as well.
Probably.
Too busy watching Louis Vuitton,
the Muppets. What else?
Chanel, Gucci. Yeah.
Crystal chandelier.
And other kind of stuff, yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right.
That's a good idea. Okay, one final thing before I let you go here. Kakaako.
Yes.
Oh.
What's going on over there? Are they selling? Real general question, but just one quick one.
Depends on the price point and the product.
Okay.
So, you know, Howard Hughes obviously is the brainchild right now behind that whole Kakaako Village area. Yep. But you also have outlying developers that are building buildings in that same region.
Like Stafford Carr.
Yeah, and trying to kind of package it together.
Creepy, that guy.
There have been some issues with some of the buildings with Howard Hughes selling. But for the most part, it's either the high end and the low end that have been going really quickly. It's all the middle stuff that's been kind of floundering a little bit.
There's still
because you got open, so much competition.
Yeah,
right?
There's still open retail spots there.
Mm-hmm.
Went to go to Hungry Air. Shout out to Hungry Air. I went there and there's still all these open retail locations. Like, and I'm like, it's been so long. What, they can't fill it or something? Or expensive?
Is that going to get torn down?
Yeah.
Is that eventually going to get
pretty much out? Everything is going to go. I mean, Ward Warehouse is gone. Farmer's Market is going to be gone.
Right.
You know, Ross's, all of that stuff is going to be gone eventually. And then...
So the Bevy building is going to get turned down? That one too? Or is that still... That's there
already? Bevy?
Bevy is the one with Pico. It's connected to the parking lot, the new one. It's the only thing left. Like
it's kind of next to the Stanford Car one.
It's like...
It's near there. Okay. That small little bar.
It's like
bar.
The only...
That
old
one,
thing
I don't
left.
Know.
Oh,
that one I don't know.
Because that's where Hungry Ear is, but next to that, all the other shops around it is all empty. Yeah.
And even the IBM building supposedly would be the last section to be moved or destroyed, but there's some pushback on that because of the historical significance of the building and the fact that it's somewhat of an icon, right?
It
so
is?
They don't know if they're actually going to take that thing down, but there's a lot of good stuff happening out there. Me personally, that's not my forte. You know, most of my clients are Central Leeward Oahu, which I love.
Right. The local people.
But the few that have gotten into Kakaako through me have all been in the affordable buildings.
Oh, okay. You know, so that would be like Collection? Would that be like an affordable
Collection
one?
Had a component that was affordable. Symphony had a component that was affordable. My company, we sold the two 801 South buildings, A and B.
Oh, yeah.
That went like hotcakes because it was actually somewhat affordable compared to everything else. So that's kind of my area when it comes to Kakaako. I didn't do any of the $1 million-plus units in there. All that's just not my
cup
of tea.
No Park Lane or any of that stuff.
Nope.
Right?
No. Although I heard Park Lane is dope. I just haven't.
Right. It's amazing. Because those are going about what average? What, 20, 30 million? What's the average there for Park Lane?
I think starting was like, wasn't it like 5?
Okay.
For some of the smaller stuff. I don't know what's left though.
Okay.
Sell one of those, you can buy a couple Millennium Falcons.
You'll be buying quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Fill the whole thing up with
Millennium Falcons. Absolutely.
Make it the Star Wars combo.
Yeah.
So what's the median price in Kakaako right now? What's the average going?
For all the new developments?
Yeah.
I'd say 1 million.
Okay.
that makes sense.
I mean, you got the low-end stuff in the fives. You got the high-end stuff that is higher. So that's kind of right in the middle there.
Million gets you, what, about 1,000 square feet?
Less.
Really? Wow. Unreal.
Yeah.
All right, we'd like to thank.
All right, thank you guys very much. Age to the stars.
It's the most random string of conversations.
That's how it should be.
That's it. Thank you.
Very good, sir.
Two times over. Don't sleep.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay tuned. Maybe you too will be invited.
You too.
To our special Star Wars. I don't know. Somehow we got volunteered.
Take this chair.
Some Star Wars volunteered us to be the MCs of this gala affair.
Well.
Hey, I'm serious.
This was encouraged by the realtor of the stars.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, that's possible. We just need a PA system. Eh. People want to hear us, bro, believe it or not.
Yeah, Benji DJ.
Wow.
Yeah, might as well go all out already.
But Benji DJ. But then you got to bring equipment and, you know,
Benji is down.
You got to bring the turntable, plug him in the amp,
and
plug him in the speaker.
And Wando come in.
Then you're going to turn the thing on, it's going to be too high, and then you got to turn it down. do we need that extra? Wanda, of course, will come down.
I couldn't go last year, I think, because my son had basketball. That's the reason why.
Oh, you did not go last
year? Yeah, because Coltrane had basketball. That kind of.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
But the countdown is on.
DJ Jedi.
It's always good to see.
The Boba Fett
Jedi.
To the stars.
Yes, the official Boba Fett.
Yeah, he's a official Boba Fett. I don't think he's part of the 501st. What is it called, Bono?
He's not part of the 501st.
501st, right? That's nationwide, worldwide. Right?
Politics.
Nah, Jedi. If you guys ever see DJ Jedi, his costume is legit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad he's not part of it, man.
Right.
He's keeping it hip hop.
Right.
Anyway, moving along.
Okay, well, we got 10 minutes.
10 minutes is going to do this quick weekly recap.
Okay, let's put this in here then.
Take time, waste time, kind of deal.
Throw something out quick.
Here we go, bro. I got it.
Quick fire. A couple
poison pellets dropped on the island to kill rats. Heard about that?
Yeah.
Bug is killing fish.
Yeah.
See this blue pig? Did you see what it looks like? It's like the toilet bowl cleaner. Looks like a bunch of little toilet bowl cleaners. Killed about 40 fish, a couple seagulls. Little mermaid is mad. She's coming out. Like, hey, yeah, you trying to rubbish on me?
She pissed off. She's deformed now.
Oh, man.
Her face burned off.
Bro, don't tell that to my daughter.
Oh, what?
She will cry, bro. Little mermaid is deformed, bro. She's going to cry. Anyway.
With that said.
They threw that on there. And then the thing is, who's the people that did it? It was the Island Conservation.
Never mind these
guys. The name of this thing. Sounds like a for a kind, Oscorp or something. And then the state. The state actually agreed to do this. Take time, waste time. What you think?
Bottom line is this. You telling me that the pellets that you were going to throw down, as the battery shuts down on the camera.
Keep it going.
You're telling me that the pellets, you did not know that this would affect other animals? Isn't that kind of a common sense situation that you're going to know what to throw into the ground?
That's
exactly waste time.
That's what I said.
Total waste time.
Somehow the state and this island conservation group said it's going to be okay.
Waste time. Idiots.
You know the funny part is? In this news update, they talked about no dead rats.
What?
Yeah.
This whole thing, they got no dead rats.
I'm watching it. I'm like, okay. They're like, oh, by the way, the pellet dropped on the island, killed 40 fish and seagulls. I was like, oh, okay. Waiting.
No.
Okay, how many rats did they kill? Bro, I didn't even mention them. Somebody getting paid, bro. I tell
Rubbish.
You, it's
Rubbish.
Money. The money is going somewhere. Anyway.
It is. Waste time.
What else you got?
Dummies.
Anything else?
Okay, here we go. Back to the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
No, wow, I thought he was over that.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, here we
came
go.
Out and said that LeBron James blocked his view of the fight.
Eh?
And he was upset that he could not see most of the fight.
Oh.
Because LeBron was in front of him.
Okay.
We look at a picture online of the actual seat that Mike Tyson is with. And as you can see, there's somebody else next to LeBron. That's not LeBron. A very heavy. Not heavy. Big chested.
Heavy chested?
Broad. Clearly Mike is staring.
LeBron.
At her. LeBron. So, he's upset. He says LeBron should just at least say sorry to him.
Wow.
Take time and waste time on that.
Waste time.
Exactly.
Just scrap already.
Exactly.
Scrap him already.
Kind of a couple weeks too late, Mike.
Yeah.
Never mind. What do you got next?
Okay, next one is the commercial, brah. This commercial is terrible. You ready for this one?
What?
No. The McDonald's coffee commercial. What? With the four guys on the tailgate of the car. And all they do is say, brah.
Oh, brah. Yes. I saw that.
That thing irritates the hell out of me.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure some Howley director that vacations in Maui with Oprah Winfrey and Zuckerberg.
Scott Kahn.
Scott Kahn thought of that commercial because, bruh, that commercial's terrible. They try to make like it's 1950s. You know what? Did you see that commercial?
Yes, I saw it. You don't think the Mariota commercials are worse?
Oh, Mariota commercials.
He's hanging out with some British guy.
Yeah,
and like a bunch of Hollies. Mariota is not hanging out with a British guy and a bunch of Hollies talking about
Mariota
investing.
Mariota is cruising with our friend and yours, bro, up at St. Louis right now.
He's with Joanna Medeiros.
Drinking Cava.
I think so.
Cowley.
He got to get some Cava.
And what's his name? Glenn Medeiros.
Mr. Glenn Medeiros, yes.
He probably FaceTiming Bobby Brown.
June Jones was
laughing.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
All those commercials are garbage.
But all I'm saying is that's a garbage commercial, bro.
Yes. Because
one of the commercials that they got, they got that one dude that does that, you know how he like puts things in the bag and he pulls things out, you know, that magic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. But this one, they did the whole bra thing. Bra. And you know what's funny? After we did our episode, remember our bra episode?
Yeah.
A lot of people came out with their own little bra thing. I'm not saying that we were the first, but there's a lot of people that kind of like...
It's been more prevalent in the media.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I'm pretty sure they don't listen to us. Because if not, people would be hitting us up and crying by now. Because
there'd be a lot
saying.
Of people... Did you see the commercial? Did you see? Yeah, making messages like that.
Right. No one's gonna anyway, that's what I'm saying. That's all waste right. time
that's
all
waste
the way.
Time. We got a lot of waste time streak.
Okay.
I gotta announce this because, you know, this is big in my world, I guess.
Right. This is a brand new drink.
No, thanks a lot, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Bra. Houston Rockets.
Oh!
Have a new owner. And his name is Tillman Fertitta. Now, that alone could be a joke of some sort, but we're going to leave that on the ground because he's the owner. He's the owner of Landry's Incorporated. They own a lot of restaurants.
Right.
Okay, now, I posted this on Facebook because, you know, Facebook is meant for rants.
Yes.
And for swearing.
Yes.
So, because
it is.
Of Tillman Fertitta buying for $2.2
billion. Wow.
Houston Rockets.
Right.
His net worth is $3.7 billion. So, he's
wow.
He's going to maybe have to make peanut butter jelly sandwiches. He
well,
cut off a lot
while,
of sailings.
Little while, little while.
You know my money now.
No can use the kind of banana.
Turn off the
bro.
Light. Turn off the light. Turn off the
hey,
no flush.
Turn off the light. Hey, save the flushes. You
cannot.
Know, then take shishis. Five shishis. Then you flush.
You could do that. Yeah. So, because of that.
Right.
He owns a lot of restaurants.
All right.
There he is. Off he goes.
And he's off. Into the sunset.
Make a deal right now.
Into the West Side Sunset.
West Side Central Sunset. I think so. Tillman Fertitta owns Morton's.
Oh, there you
he
go.
Owns Bubba Gump's.
Hey.
Shrimp. He owns Chart House.
Hey.
He owns Golden Nugget Casino.
Oh, there we go. That's what I want to hear.
But the bombshell that he does own is a bar, a little bar. A quaint little bar in Ala Moana Shopping Center, known as Mai Tai Bar, brah.
Oh, the locals go crazy.
Which makes Mai Tai Bar the official bar of your Houston Rockets,
brah. There we go. And now, the official bar of your Houston Rockets, H-Town.
Mai Tais. Yeah, go over there. Calamari for everybody, brah.
I've seen that.
Everybody get calamari on me. Mai Tai Bar, the official bar. Morton's, the official steakhouse. Houston Rockets.
Bro, I need to see you at Mai Tai's. If I ever see you at Mai Tai's, knowing that you go to all these finer establishments, if you at Mai Tai's or Houston Rockets, bro.
I'm going to be there, bro. Every game, bro. I'm going to be over there with the jersey on. Auto waitresses going to have the jersey on. We all going to be there, bro.
Auto waitresses half our age.
They are going to be there, right, with the Yao Ming jersey.
They're like, oh, yeah, my sister used to see Yasmin and the Cockatex.
Exactly. So we get to reminisce with all that and the Houston Rockets, bruh.
Oh,
and then don't forget Bubba Gump's.
Where
the official. Gone? No one goes to that restaurant anymore, so I don't know why it's still open. Official store. Restaurant.
In Taiwan, they just started watching Forrest Gump.
So that's why they're building
that's
it up
why,
again?
That's why it's still there.
Okay, well, there you have it.
Wow.
So yet another ironic twist for my sports teams.
Yeah.
We have Mariota in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And now, a connection with the Rockets to Hawaii.
There you go.
How bizarre is
it's
this?
It's official, bruh.
So, yeah, that's it.
Wow, okay.
What do you got? We got 2 minutes.
Airbnb.
Yes.
Recently caught somebody using Airbnb as a stash house for crystal meth.
Wow.
11 pounds of crystal meth.
Hey, 11 pounds.
This guy was using Airbnb to get ice. Shipped to the address.
Wonderful.
So he'd be there, right?
Yeah.
And since it's Airbnb, it's not technically his house.
Yeah.
he could deny it if it's like fishy.
Yeah.
So you get the Met sent to this address. Hey, say, hey, call up, what's his name in Mexico or Guadalajara, whatever.
The guy, the dictator.
Send me about 11 yep. pounds of Met.
Yep.
You send him Airbnb Wilhelmina Rise, bro.
Wow.
Get the door. Hey, how's it? And if he feels fishy, get the CIA.
That's right.
Push feds, bro. The feds over there. Yep.
Call
oh,
him
that's
up.
Not me.
Yep.
And then set him on the way, right?
This is all.
But I got caught.
We got caught.
Well, didn't say he got caught, but they basically like canceled his account. They didn't say he got caught. Yeah, so I was like, wow.
This guy,
but then the thing is, he might have got away with it multiple times before 11.
Probably, months. Yes.
So.
That's another smart going around the system deal.
Yeah, I mean, on the
play
real,
the system.
I'm not, I don't want anybody smoking ice.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody selling meth.
No.
Right? But.
That's nice. That's nice of you to say.
It's good to know that Buggers is being very industrious.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Well, in that game, you gotta be, right? You gotta play and maneuver your way around.
Stick and move. You gotta hustle.
Stick and move, bruh. Serpentine.
Use the technology, the landscape of 2017
yeah.
for your advancement, which yeah. Airbnb is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right?
I've used it. It's great.
Right? So you can make fake accounts on Airbnb. I mean, well, I don't know if you can.
No, you can't. You gotta be a credible, because they do background checks. So the person that actually has the unit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, right.
You can't do that.
So this guy probably did have a clean background.
Yeah, exactly.
But now he screwed up.
Right. So they made it like a clean, like, I'm just going to stay over here, but
yeah,
that was it.
Basically called up the kind, Jose down in Mexico.
Yep, called Jose Tito Santana.
Hey, Chico, why don't you get me some 11 pounds of tacos? Send it to Wilhelmina Rise.
Send them priority mail. Dallas,
yeah. Priority mail. First class.
First class, bro. Next day.
Media mail, bro.
FedEx, bro.
Take 5 months, bro.
Oh.
You ever do that media mail?
Oh, God.
One record media mail?
Yes.
Order in December, stupid. Get it in December.
So stupid. I hated those days.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, with that said.
Anything else? Any last ones to tap it all off?
Okay, well, bottom line is this. Rail got the money.
Oh, frick the rail.
Waste time.
1%, only 1% hotel tax.
Yeah. 1% hotel tax, yes.
And we're still getting taxed to 2030 or something?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Rubbish. And they're taxing the tourism?
Yeah. They should have did hotel tax like 2%.
Yeah.
And not put it on us. Tell Ige, open your eyes. Stop smoking the ganja because the bugger, you get the kind, you get the Chinese eye.
You get the weed.
But he looks like he smoked weed every time, right?
Yes.
He also is like, he just woke up.
That's why he just woke up. He's just mellow. He's normal personality. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to the kind hotel, 1%. And then. Oh, yeah, GE, yeah, we'll make them 2013.
Hanabusa gonna take them down.
Hanabusa gonna take them down. Them, bro.
So, yeah, rail got their money, stupid. Hawaii, the climate change, the waters, they're going high, bro.
Oh.
In 40 years, this gonna be beachfront property, bro.
Wow.
Makali, beachfront
all right.
property.
Like sleepers selling board shorts.
20
bro.
Million, bro. So that the Japanese guy that's next door selling his Kylo stuff got the last laugh, bro. He knew the water going to rise, and he would sell his beach clothes right in Makali. We laughed at him. We thought he was a fool. No, he get the last laugh. Watch.
I'm going to tell you guys, I tell you something. People going to buy my shirt, say beach.
Nobody listen to
in
me,
40
Deska.
Years.
Deska. I stay here 40 years, Deska.
As long as I sell t-shirts every day,
yeah.
I'm going to stay here 40 years, and on beachfront, everybody going to buy my beach shirts.
Will Honolulu love me? Yes, they will. Because I beachfront property. If you go on Hawaii News Now, they have a video of what the water is going to do.
Okay.
So pretty much UH is going to be beachfront.
Oh, wow. In 40 years.
Yeah. And then the airport's gone.
Oh, nice.
Mililani beachfront, bro. So
you're
going to be the new Park Lane, bro. Mililani Park Lane.
Mililani going to be the next Kahala, bro.
Tell your wife, get ready because you're going to get all the rice, get everything. Times Market going to come. Big property value boost.
Wait. You know what's crazy? Is 40 years is not that far.
Correct.
Like, we'll be
80 or 70.
Yeah, I might be dead by then.
You might be dead.
It might be dead. It might be alive. Who
knows? Coltrane better go move up, bro.
Coltrane better move Waiawa Heights, bro.
Move into the mountain.
Waiawa Heights going to be the next Wilhelmina Rise.
Grow the beard, get the axe. So this is, I mean, as we're joking about this is legit, everyone. Okay?
I can't see.
This is legit.
So Waikiki's gone.
Gone. Kahala gone.
Kahala Moana gone.
Yeah.
Makali is now beachfront.
Yeah. Makiki is going to be is going to be still there. Wow. Just think of just going toward the mountain is going to still be there.
Wow.
Diamond Head is going to still be there.
Oh,
right.
Diamond Head will be literally.
It'll be there with there'll be land around Diamond Head still, but airport gone. Right. You're going to look at Barbara's Point gone.
Will Diamond Head erode and like fall into the ocean?
That's a possibility.
Right? Because you have to, you know, the beach is literally a sea, not a seawall, but it's like,
a,
you know.
It's a possibility.
You have to walk down to go to the beach. So I'm thinking right. That's when you erode it and fall in. Well, Waikiki's got, wow, that's interesting.
So over 100,000 people are going to be without a home in 40 years.
Wow. So literally it. We can start playing beach volleyball.
Literally.
In front of school.
From right here.
All right, bro.
From like sleep a store.
40 years old plus 40, I'll be 80 years old, bro. Yeah. 81 years old.
Coltrane, hang in there, bro.
Coltrane, hang in there. Cali, hang in there.
Hang in there, bro.
Pasha, Keisha, Keyshawn Johnson, all hang in there.
Keyshawn Johnson, everybody. Pusha T, everybody.
I think the cat's going to be dead already.
Bro, I think the cat's going to be dead, okay?
I think if I get a pet right now, that pet probably going to be dead.
Bro, all the pussy dead.
Oh, that's wow.
It. That's it, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said back in the day, bro.
That's right. That's right, bro. Oh, let's God. Take a break. That's
get
it.
Out of here. Sleep time's over. Season 5, episode 10.
B to the fifth.
B-B-B-B-B-Y-L.
Big Baller Brand. Bye-bye, you learn.
Yes. Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Looking online to order the new Light Sleepers tees? Use the Sleep Time's Over free shipping code ASOP and get free shipping for your entire order. Go to shop.lightsleepers.net and use ASOP, that's A-E-S-O-P, at the checkout for free shipping. Don't sleep!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
On my Harlem, my BK. Back of town, baby. Lennox Ave. Yo. About to spit hospitable, physical, things are getting critical. The wave cast playing it despicable, pitiful, unoriginal, damn it's miserable. I'm a businessman, I ain't trying to be lyrical, damn it's a miracle. Thought y'all were veterans, with your flow is ill, huh? Mine was your medicine, now you in the game, lame sound the best you've ever been. Play right, I catch you later.
Sleep time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 5, episode 10, B-B-B-B-B-Y-L.
Bumba, you learn. Big Baller Brand.
Big Baller Brand.
That's right. Lonzo Ball.
Is Illmatic.
Illmatic, bruh. Nas songs all throughout the show.
Nas.
He's the king of BBYL. No, nice. No, king of disco. Forget it. Okay, it's NFL preview time. This is it. NFL season starts tomorrow. We tape the show Wednesday.
Oh.
Thursday is the debut game. Patriots, Chiefs, the Thursday night game, and then we get the first weekend. So we're going to go through the predictions, and we did a special thing last week where we asked... Listeners,
yeah. Shout out to all our listeners.
Good people of Jawai.
Love you guys.
To tape a 40-second thing about your team, your record.
You actually gave them 40 seconds.
I said about, yeah, roughly. But some people, they followed.
Oh, nice.
I got like a minute on some people. That's It's fine.
You better be interesting.
Yeah, you guys better be good, bro. Because we're going to play these live. We don't know what they sound like. Somebody could be just yelling and swearing at us. Who knows? Never mind these predictions. You know what? Screw you. Bye.
Screw Kevin. Screw Zach. Screw you. Bye. Yeah, see you guys next reunion.
Yep, that's it.
Don't forget my yearbook.
So let's go into our prediction.
Wait, are we doing ours or theirs?
We'll do ours and then the grand finale will be theirs.
Oh, okay. Because
we're going to hit them hard with the end.
Okay, okay, here we go.
Let's go to the NFL preview. Let's get started with the NFC. NFC West.
NFC West.
What are you
there
doing?
We go, brah.
You gotta pull up, okay.
I'm pulling it up, brah. Did my research and did a little Googling.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go straight forward into this. NFC West.
Brah, already.
Seahawks. Seahawks go in that division.
Seahawks win them, brah.
That's right.
Easy. No beast mode. Minus beast mode. Seahawks take it for the win.
Beast mode, never mind.
Because you got the Niners, which is gonna be the worst team.
Rubbish. Yeah.
Then you got the Rams, which I don't even know what's going on with those cats.
Be a little bit better.
Quarterback is Goff.
Jared Goff. I think he'll be better this year.
I call him Goff.
Goff.
Yeah, this is L.A.
Hot topic.
Okay. Goff, bro. He should come out Goff.
With a tear in his eye.
And then Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals will be second place. Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
They'll be a solid team, yeah.
The thing is, will the Seahawks advance further in the playoffs?
That I think they will. I don't have them as my Super Bowl prediction.
Right.
But I would not be surprised if they make the Super Bowl. They have a shot.
Yeah.
So
should they sign Kaepernick back up?
I think at this point, a lot of these teams, he's going to get signed. Because people are going to drop.
Get hurt, yeah.
He's going to get signed. I think any team is up for grabs to get him.
Right.
Any team's up for grabs. They need that depth.
Right.
So you got Seattle winning the West. Then we go to NFC South. features teams like New Orleans Saints, your team.
Hey! Right?
Carolina. Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Really? Don't be sad, bro. Don't cry, bro.
Drew Brees, that's sad, bro.
Yeah. Well, all of those teams are good, though. All those teams are going to have good years.
Yeah, no, they're all pretty legit, man.
Yes.
But I'm going to take the Falcons.
Falcons are pissed off. Falcons want to make up for what happened.
Yeah, because it was winning, and then all of a sudden, the owner comes on the field. Yahoo!
That idiot.
And we lost.
You don't do that.
Shout out to my man, Pete Dog, OG Falcons fan.
Oh, yes, okay.
Big Pete. Big Pete. Been a fan, Dirty Bird fan for years.
Very good. OG.
Yeah. Andre Rison. I felt sorry for him.
I would totally feel sorry for any hardcore.
I was like, man, Pete actually might win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Then they lost.
It's very sad. Yes.
So I have Falcons, and I usually go with the first and last. Falcons first, and my Saints last.
Wow. So Saints are your team indirectly or directly?
Yeah, I like them when I was young because of the colors.
That's understandable.
That's why they became my team.
That's all kids.
There's no other reason why.
Right.
And even though they suck for so many years. When they won the Super Bowl, I was pretty stoked. I was like, wow, a team that I like for the colors actually ended up.
There you go.
But they actually have a tail on the team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Manti-Tail's on the team.
Manti-Tail's on the team. And who else is on the team? There's two local boys on the team. I forget the second guy.
Well, Chris Noli used to be on the team.
Chris Noli used to be on the team. But there's two local boys. Oh. One's two linebackers, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
It could be wrong. I will look that up. I should know because I'm a Saints fan. But Manti-Tail's on there, and he's doing pretty good.
Okay.
Hopefully he doesn't get hurt, though. Come on, Sole.
He's hanging in there. Let's go. Four of those teams could possibly make run for the division.
Yeah, they could. But I think the Falcons are going to
play. Falcons should. Yes.
Matty Ice. I don't know if he's melting yet, but.
There you go.
Yep.
Next, we go to the NFC North.
NFC North. There we go, brah.
Green Bay Packers pretty much. I mean, Minnesota is improved.
Right.
They'll get Bridgewater back because he was out for last year, if you remember that one.
Right.
Detroit. They just signed Matt Stafford, highest paid NFL player of all time. Out of desperation, basically.
Yeah, because nobody else to sign.
Correct. I still think Green Bay takes it.
Green Bay takes the division. Well, see, it's either between Detroit and Green Bay, obviously. Yeah. But Green Bay, I think, well, first I had Detroit because of Stafford. But I think Green Bay now will edge out to win the division because he broke up with the chick. What's her name?
Olivia Munn, bro.
Olivia Munn, which is now going out with
who?
Jamie Foxx.
Real, really?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's kind of gross, though.
Why?
Because Jamie Foxx is old compared to her. It looks mad creepy.
Aaron Rodgers is old?
No, I don't.
How old is Olivia Munn?
Olivia Munn? Okay.
Oh, no.
Here we go, bro.
She's got to be 30-something, Olivia Munn.
Do you think she's attractive?
Maybe 31.
You think she's attractive?
Yeah. I think she's cute.
She has a resting bitch face, though. You ever notice that?
Yeah, most girls do.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
See, my scratch didn't even work on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
All the women scream, bro.
Scratch that face.
Here we go. Olivia Munn, I think she is 32.
There you go. Got it. You nailed it.
There you go.
I don't know. And then Jamie Foxx is what, like 40?
Bro, he's got to be like...
41, 42? He still look good. Everybody look good. Olivia Munn,
everybody
look good.
Everybody look good.
Papa Holly girl,
Papa Holly girl, bro. Let's see.
Olivia Munn is...
Let's see. How old are you, girl?
Wikipedia, bro. Oh, boy.
Boom.
There you go. Click that. Yeah, overall.
Come on, there we go.
There.
Olivia Munn, 37.
Wow, 37.
Wow. She's like... She could have been clubbing at House of Hong.
Correct. She could have saw me DJing and take the food.
Oklahoma City.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Oklahoma City. Interesting.
Okay, she's 37.
Okay,
so
then that's
fine. Yeah. Because...
these guys still look good. They're minorities, bro.
Jamie Foxx got to be 45.
Jamie Foxx, 45. There you go.
Boom. Jamie Foxx is...
45. There you go. You got it. What?
Come on.
Scroll, bro.
Bro, it should be over there.
There you
49.
Go. 49.
Wow.
Okay. Still looks good.
49, 37. That is what, 12?
Good enough.
Yeah, good enough, guys.
32-year-olds date the 20-year-olds all the time.
It just looks weird, though, when they're together. Like, kind of like, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do shenanigans and she could laugh.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, moving along. So, I think because Aaron Rodgers pieced her out.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Take him out.
Something about women, just like when Romo was going out with Jessica Simpson. He's terrible.
They're funny. Or when someone dates a Kardashian.
Yeah, oh, God.
All jam up.
Who's dating a Kardashian now?
Blake Griffin is, bruh.
Blake, bruh. Clippers.
Let me tell you something right now. Clippers. Breaking news as of today. I found this.
Bruh.
Blake Griffin is on the beach with the Jenners.
Oh.
In jeans, on the beach, no socks, no shoes, tore up jeans,
skinny jeans. Who is wearing jeans on the beach, bruh? Blake Griffin, you Yahoo, you're gonna go down in this season is gonna blow up. Never mind. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. You go out with a Jenner, you go out with a
run, get out of there.
Your career downhill. Yep. You wear jeans and shoes to the beach, bruh. Nice you time. Just gotta go to the European League already.
Get out of here.
Anyway, moving along, bruh. Blake Griffin lose money, bruh.
Yeah, that's it.
You can end up in the whorehouse in Vegas. You and what's his name? LeVar Ball.
Lamar Odom?
Lamar Odom, remember? They found
him? Too soon, bruh. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he candy. He's still alive.
So, yeah, so NFL preview. Blake Griffin, get out of here.
Get out of here, bruh.
NFC East, here we go.
NFC East, bruh.
The New York football Giants can take this division, bruh.
Wow.
Giants can take it. Cowboys, nah, they're gonna be sophomore slumping, bruh. Jack, sophomore
how's,
slumping.
How's what's his name's health, though? What's his name? The receiver for the Giants.
Odell
Beckham.
He's there, bro. He's ready to go.
Eli's good this year.
Eli's good to go, bro.
Eli's one of those weird ones.
He's a like bipolar.
He's bipolar. Terrible, good. Terrible, good. Super Bowl, terrible.
So now it's going to be a good year for Eli.
Yeah, I will go with that. Dallas Cowboys think too much turmoil right now, maybe.
They're trying to figure out, is Ezekiel going to play? Is he not going to play? He's going to play week one. Ezekiel Elliott. Yes.
Oh, then the suspension's going to come in.
Suspension got upheld. He's going to still play.
Six game. Yeah, so, you know what?
There you go.
I think you're right because there will be a sophomore slump. For the Cowboys.
They got to watch out.
But then they're going to be wish we had Romo back.
They got to watch out. Yep. That's why they should have figured that out with Romo and try to figure out a way to keep him.
People don't understand. Like, if you look at everything that happened, Cam Newton, right?
Yeah.
Luck. You look at all these quarterbacks come in the league, light it up, right? MVP throwing all these yards. Second year, third year.
You got to watch out.
These defensive guys.
They're going to learn.
They learn. They learn your tendencies. They got new schemes for these guys.
Exactly. So,
I will go with you on that. New York Giants, number one.
I mean, Dallas will still have a good year. But it's just the Giants, yeah, I think, will take them out. It'll be a close race. But that Giants win the division. Okay.
Yeah.
That's NFC. AFC. AFC West. All roads lead to the Las Vegas Raiders. Man. Not Oakland, bruh. Las Vegas.
Beast
get ready.
Mode Raiders.
And I'm going to say this to everybody out there, all these Raider fans. We're going to play some Raider recordings in a bit.
Oh, wow.
Marshawn Lynch wastes time.
He better perform. You think he's going to perform?
No. He will not.
That would suck if he goes out there and like, boom, ACL.
You take a year off of professional football. That is not something you can easily come back in the mix for.
And all he had was Skittles.
On a yacht.
On a yacht.
In the Bahamas.
There you go.
And you're going to come back full blast into this? I mean, it's going to count on the offensive line. They have a solid offensive line. Yeah. But I would not be surprised if you see him as a probable or a doubtful some weeks.
Right. Oakland Raiders, bro, Super Bowl.
Really?
Oakland Raiders is going to win the Super Bowl this year. There you go.
Wow.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
We'll get to that.
That's my prediction. Oakland Raiders, number one.
Okay, number one, yes.
Last is going to be Chargers.
Yeah, it's a tough division.
It's a rough one.
Yes. AFC South.
AFC South.
This is a division that I'm going to have to chime in on. But my prediction on the AFC South is not the Tennessee Titans. It is the Houston Texans of Houston.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something right now. All these people, they're hyping up the Titans. Everybody's saying, Titans go in the division. Titans go Super Bowl. Titans go to Super Bowl. All this kind of rubbish. They don't look good. They did not look good in preseason. Mariota does not look the same. Something happened. I'm just saying that
Too much island insurance, brah.
Making those stupid commercials probably got in his head. They don't look good, and I will not be surprised. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say this. Their record, 6-10.
Wow.
Titans record, 6-10.
You think so?
Yeah. They're overhyped. Malarkey is...
They're not going to even make the playoffs.
Nope. They're going to lose to the Raiders week one.
Yeah, that's true.
The coaching staff, I'm sorry. I just don't like...
Malarkey's not...
Full
not
of malarkey. I'm tired. So that's why. I just don't see... They don't look right. I watched all the preseason games with the first stringers. They just did not look like they had a clue what was going on. So they're going to go into and play the Raiders at home. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
I just look at the schedule. I
would say, I forgot about malarkey. So on that note, I will agree with you. Houston Texans, number one.
Houston Texans.
Jaguar.
Deshaun Watson, bro. He's going to be good for them. J.J. Watt comes back.
J.J. Watt comes back. Okay, yeah. They're number one. Jaguars, number zero in the league.
They're not going to do nothing.
Sad for them.
Colts, luck is out. So
yeah.
good luck with that.
All right.
AFC North. AFC North, we got the Steelers of Pittsburgh. Jawai is kind of underrated favorite team. Pittsburgh Steelers. All the Samoan Soles.
They love the Steelers.
Steel curtain, bro.
Never been to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They don't even want to go to Pittsburgh.
They're not going
to
go.
They don't even want to catch a plane to the East Coast. No. To go to Pittsburgh.
They're not going.
But the Steelers is the number one team.
That's it. Go figure.
Go Wainan, go Kahuku, bro. Everybody.
Everybody loves. Yep. From Pupukea to Nanakuli. Everyone loves Franco Harris, bro.
Pupukea. Yep.
Right.
It's around there somewhere.
From Wainan to Wahiwa. Everybody loves Terry Bradshaw,
everybody. Terry Bradshaw.
Everybody loves him, bro.
Everybody loves him, bro.
From Poipu to Punahou. Oh, everybody loves Troy Polamalu, bro.
Hey, I like Troy Polamalu.
See? Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody loves him. Is he still playing?
He's out. He's retired. Out.
Okay.
He's retired, yes.
Yeah.
He's doing shampoo commercials.
Oh, wow. There you go.
If you just caught that.
So, number one, so Steelers.
Steelers, yes.
Agree with that. The worst team in the league. For the last position, Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, they better figure it out.
Oh.
They are doing what the Jets and what the Bills are doing.
They're taking the knee.
They're taking the knee?
Taking the knee on the season.
Taking the knee on the season.
They're like, what, 2017? Oh, we take a knee, bro.
Down them. That's it. So
first play of the game.
They're doing all this money ball. Take the knee. Just say, not for it.
Go eat.
Go eat.
Hey, what's that? Post-game meal. Man.
What we get after? We get meatloaf after this. Oh, God, that's good. Who made them? Oh, Auntie made them. Okay, here we go.
What we grinding after this? Oh, that mean? I know. Maybe we should play the game then.
Maybe, yeah. Never get PP Collar this week. Okay, next time, man. Sloppy Joe, again.
You know, we should be the unofficial Cleveland Brown fans.
Oh,
I don't know if I could do that.
There are people that are Cleveland Brown fans, though.
Yeah?
Mr. Tony Zerga, bro.
Oh, why?
Bro,
why?
Hawaii. I don't really know, but I told Tony, send me a recording and tell me why you're a Brown fan. He too busy, bro.
DJ Bernie Kosar.
He's shaking everybody's hand at Pro Camera Hawaii right now.
It's okay. Anyway.
He plugging and unplugging everybody's camera at Pro Camera Hawaii right now. Tony Zerga is a good Brown fan.
Wow, interesting. How does that work?
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to get it.
They got ugly uniforms?
I don't know. I really don't know.
There's nothing good about them.
I really don't know. But Mr. Zerga.
Okay. Yes. Anyway.
AFC East, final division. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Unless something blows up.
It's
the Patriots. Patriots will win that division. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Jets are tanking. Bills are tanking. Dolphins get problems.
Hey, bro. Dolphins, they can, bro.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to do nothing.
They got Jay Cutler.
Cutler.
He's a Yahoo, bro. Yeah, he is.
He's the king of NFL quarterback Yahoo.
Yes.
But he's their best chance to win.
He's their best only shot to win.
And that division is terrible, right? It's the Patriots and everybody else just
rubbish.
Chilling.
Okay, so let's go with the player awards before we get to the Super Bowl.
Player
awards. Offensive player of the year.
Oh, see, I didn't even get to that.
You gotta get to this, bruh.
You call it.
Arizona running back, David Johnson, who will also be the fantasy player of the year, I'm gonna say. Running back, they're gonna run the ball, bruh. David Johnson. They got rid of my man Chris Johnson, former
Sold
Tennessee
the
Titan.
Gold fronts.
Yes, with the dreads.
The dreads.
Yes, he had a good look. He ran against a cheetah on an ABC special.
Right.
He lost, of course. I mean,
what is he doing now?
He's out of the league.
Wow, he's out of the league.
Yeah, he's out of the league. He got cut.
How do you go from running against a cheetah to not even being...
Well, he was
deployed.
The fastest guy in the world for not long ago, but that's what happened. So he's replaced by another Johnson, David Johnson.
David Johnson.
Anybody play fantasy?
What college did David Johnson...
I don't know. You always ask me what college these guys go, bro. I watch professional football, bro. I don't know where they go. Yale, Notre Dame, Morehouse. KCC. I don't know where these guys go, bruh. I don't know. So, yeah, so David Johnson is the offensive player of the year. And then we with the defensive player of the year. I'm going to say this right now to anyone that's still a Los Angeles Chargers fan. Joey Bosa, bruh. Joey Bosa will be defensive player of the year.
Oh, there you go.
For the NFL right there. He had 10 sacks last year. Nobody said nothing. He's going to dominate, bruh.
Now that's why Matt Tytale's not there.
Correct. Los Angeles Chargers.
Northern Iowa. David Johnson.
Forget it.
Crazy.
Northern Iowa, bro.
Yeah.
I talked to the people in Southern Iowa. They said, never mind.
They said, never mind, Northern Iowa. We had a feud, family feud over
go up north.
Moonshine.
That's right, bro.
All right. Okay, what else you got?
We got Offensive Rookie of the Year. Everybody, the great white hope for running backs, Christian McCaffrey,
bro. Wow, McCaffrey. You think so?
Because he can catch the ball. He kind of looked like Wes Welker.
Yeah.
He played like he can catch the ball good. He can run the ball. He's a shifty guy, I guess.
Yes.
So I'm going to say I'm going to lean on Christian McCaffrey. They're going to give him the ball a lot. Cam is going to use him. Christian McCaffrey.
Stanford?
Howley. I do not know, bro. He went to
Northern Iowa. Okay, he went to Culinary Institute of Oklahoma City. He went to Kansas City Barbecue Tech School. He went to HCC.
Here you go.
I can only think of so many colleges. He went to...
What school you went to, Christian McCaffrey?
Florida Tech. He went to MIT. You can't see me. OPP.
Stanford. I was right. Yeah. See? I like college football. Anyway, moving along. Let's go.
Defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett. Cleveland. Because Cleveland got nobody. You can do everything.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett.
You can play both sides.
You can play both sides, bro.
You can be the Iron Man, bro.
King of Hawaii. Yes, exactly.
Like Pop Warner football in Hawaii. You play both sides.
That's
you can
right.
be the kicker. You can be the punter. You can be the water boy. You can be the placeholder for the kicker. So you can hold it, run, kick, and then be like, oh.
Carry the cheerleader. Be the medic.
The cheerleader. Be the medic.
Get the morphine.
Oh, bro. My ankle's sore. Okay. I get diagnose him. Myself.
Inject.
Wait, you'd be the head coach.
Be the head coach, right? You would tell everybody, get out of here.
You would be on the field in defense with the headset on calling the play.
Get scrambling around like this. What do we do? Finally, Super Bowl prediction. For the Super Bowl, I got.
What you got?
The New England Patriots of New England.
Versus?
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
That's it. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to break through because he pissed off. He's single. He don't need to do nothing. Off he goes.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay, what we got?
I got to say the Raiders are going to win. All right. The Raiders are going to play. I didn't even pick the other side. The Raiders are going to play for the NFC.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. See?
Atlanta Falcons.
Wow. There
they
you go.
Will be the Oakland Raiders. You have your last couple years to get that title. Versus the Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons.
Yes.
Jermaine Dupri is screaming. Chris Cross is jumping. The Brat is selling jewelry in the mall.
Rest in peace to Chris Cross.
Yeah, sorry about that. And
Ludacris is there, piss off.
Yep.
Ludacris.
Ludacris, all mad. But he's acting, so he's making money.
Jaquan.
Jaquan.
Throw in whoever you want.
Chingy's over there.
Chingy's over there. Right there is at the game.
All right. Outcast over there. All at the game. So there it is. Oakland Raiders, baby. Let's go. What do the fans have to say?
All right, so now let's go. Let's go with some fan reaction. Let's start off with a man who's a good, longtime, close personal friend of the show. His name is Mr. Corey Love. Corey Love, and he is a Raiders fan. And let's see if we're going to do this. We're going to do this live. We're going to play this and let's see if this works. I have the speaker here. I'm going to play it like that. And I'm going to play it. Get ready. Go.
This is Mr. Love with Pint and Jigger, Oakland Raider fan. We're going to go 14-3 this year. We're making the playoffs, maybe Super Bowl run this year, if not next year. And I believe that because we have the most versatile offense in the NFL, especially with our addition with Marshawn Lynch. And we'll start off this year's butt kicking on Sunday versus the Titans.
You see how...
Hey, I like that.
Always the sexual, seductive delivery. Of Mr. Corey Love. Always sounding like he's going to want to ask you out on a date whenever he talks. And Corey, let me just say that there's 16 games in the NFL season. So you can't go 14-3, bruh, if you caught that. So I just want to say Las Vegas. Las Vegas all the way. Corey Love. All right, next one.
No, next one. Shout out Corey Love. Pine and Jigger.
That's right, bruh. Let's go to the next one. Let's go, man. The timer is down.
Bro, open the store, bruh.
Shut it down. Turn the store on. Let's go with New England Patriots fan. S-double-O, bruh. Get
S-double-O,
ready.
S-double-O, here we go.
Let's see if this plays.
What up? This is S-double-O.
Oh.
My team is the New England Patriots. I predict that they will be 15-2 this season.
Bruh.
And if you the test takes effect, I say
there's 16 games.
They will probably be in the playoffs regardless, curse or not, because the AFC East has never really provided any... serious competition for the Patriots. Well, maybe the Dolphins when we play them in Miami.
Never mind the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's about it. That's my prediction.
There you go. There you go. Another person saying that we're 17 games in the season.
Maybe they're talking about the playoffs too.
So they only go win one more game then? No, they said 16 games. I guess so. Okay.
They get two byes.
everybody went by already. Okay, here's another
shout
one.
S-double-O.
S-double-O, bro. Shout Patriots out. Thank fan, you very bro. Much. Here we go. Let's go to the next one. Mr. Stutter and Stan,
oh,
bro.
Stutter
Let's
and
go.
Stan. Here we go.
Let's go.
Stutter and Stan coming in. Stutter waiting for it to load, bro. What do you have? A novel over there.
He's got, I
what
don't
is
know,
this,
bro.
An e-book? Oh,
hey, what's up? This is Stutter and Stan. And my team, the Vikings, is going to make the playoffs this year. Going to finish 9-7, take second in the division, obviously. You know, the Packers, they do their thing. But
very modest.
We got Dalvin Cook, good offense with Stephon Diggs, Thielen, and Mr. Shoulder Pads, Sam Bradford. But also we got one of the best defenses in the NFL. So I think we're going to finish 9-7, probably win a wild card game, lose in the divisional. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a good season. Skull.
Oh, hey, starting sad, bro.
Good.
I like his analysis.
Oh, come on, Hawaiian.
Analysis. I'm scratching.
Good analysis.
Yeah, great analysis.
Yes, I want the knife. Good reference.
Bradford in there.
No, very good.
The defense is good, though.
No, I like it,
though. Forgot about that.
Starting stand. Good job, bro. Good job. That was a good one. Good prediction. Next one we have the supporter to the stars.
Yes.
Saku-san, bro. Get ready.
Saku-san.
Let's go. Also, a Raiders fan.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Let's go with it. Let's go. Loading these recordings.
Yo, what's up? This is Saku-san representing Raiders. Oakland Raiders, baby. So, first things first, yes, we will make the playoffs.
Right, of course.
We will probably end with a 12-4 record like we did last year. The key is to keep Derek Carr healthy. When he moves, our offense moves, and with the help of a running game with Beast Mode and Jared Cook to help keep the defense honest to go along with our wideouts on offense and that offensive line, we'll be all right. Defense is kind of sketch right now. We do have our outsides in Khalil Mack and Irving. The middle is a little bit sketchy, and our defense is kind of banged up in the secondary, but we'll be all right.
There you go.
Hey, Saku-san.
Good. Honest
go.
Opinions there.
I like
honest
that
opinions.
Right there.
Very good. See, we got good listeners.
Honest.
There.
I like how everybody's like honest.
Everybody's honest. Okay. Now we're going to go for only female submission.
Hey.
Okay. Our only female submission. She is a Packers fan.
Oh.
Okay. She's a good gal. She's into hip hop. She's into sports.
All right.
Good person. She didn't want me to mention her name.
Oh.
Unless we come up with a name.
Cold name at least.
I don't know. I was trying to think of a cold name. I don't know. The Hawaiian Hurricane. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Packers fan.
The Pack.
Pack FM.
Robert Pack. Here we go. Let's go.
First of all, the Packers are going 16-0 this season. We're going to win the NFC North. And we'll definitely make it past the NFC Championship game. We're making it to Super Bowl 52. Two solid reasons. Write this down. First, Jordy's healthy, and he's definitely one of the top five receivers in the game.
That's Jordy Nelson.
Second, how can we forget the bad man himself?
That.
Hail Mary throwing man, A.A. Ron. Yep.
Thanks.
If you don't believe me, discount, double check yourself. Hurricane said it. Oh, wait. Was that too soon?
No, quite frankly. Can I just... How about that? Now, wasn't that the... I think that's my pick for the sassiest one.
That's crazy.
That was great. Braggadocio.
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Hurricane. So she's the Hurricane.
Oh, there you go.
To confirm the Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Packers fan.
She had good, solid...
You know, a lot of girls like the Packers for some reason.
Well, because, you know, they like Aaron Rodgers. They like...
They like cheese.
They like guys named Aaron. Like, maybe.
Oh, they are. Wow.
They might like guys named Aaron. I don't know.
Like guys named Aaron. They like cheese. You like cheese?
I cut the cheese plenty.
Oh, bro. There you go, bro.
Okay. Next one we got. Next one we got, bro. We almost done.
All right. I
got
to cut your hair.
I got to cut my hair, bro. Cut the crap. Okay. Let's go. Next one. Mr. Kendrick. Let's go.
Kendrick Lamar.
Cincinnati, home of jazz fest and blown spots. Bad cats and bingos, no culture, no hip hop.
Of course, hip hop track from Kendrick.
Niggas get the pop, this shit stops and stops. Universal man, I caravan through lands of hate, respected from the sands of Cali to the streets.
Yo, this is Kendrick. Bengals 11-5, making the playoffs in a wild card. November 12th, Bengals Titans, Zach Morris, we coming.
Never mind. Yeah, Kendrick, there you go.
Kendrick, there you go. A Bengals fan.
16 games in a season. Okay, yes.
Hey.
All right. Let's keep it moving.
Big
Let's
up, Kendrick.
Keep it moving. Who else we got
I like
here?
That. What track was that?
I don't know.
Cincinnati. Is that like high tech?
Was it? High was it like all natural? Right? That wasn't all natural?
Cincinnati, no. Though. High tech's with Cincinnati.
Okay, we got to get this one.
Great.
Next one.
School is now.
Sean Iman.
Oh, get Sean the Eye.
He had a video.
A video? Oh, what the heck?
Hello.
My name is Gnarls Lucky Hockley, and I am a garden gnome who roots for the Seahawks. I live in Sean Iman's yard, but the only thing is, Sean Iman doesn't have a yard, so I'm homeless. I predict that the Seahawks will go 12-4 or 11-5 this year and win the NFC West. Thank you.
Bruh, that is...
There you go.
We have to post that one up.
Sean Iman in the clutch.
On the Facebook and Instagram.
That's right. And now, finally...
Sean Iman's gnome. Shout out.
That's right. Sean Iman, big up to the gnome. Okay, ready. Grand finale.
Grand finale.
Grand finale. Okay. Let's go. Anticipation.
You know, a couple of hours ago, Zach Morris told his secretary to tell her secretary to text me a message to ask me to make a prediction on the upcoming NFL season. I said, for what? New England just gonna cheat as always, take home their little trophy, waste time. And then you got this guy, Cavett. He came out here last week talking about my team, talking about who the hell is a Buffalo Bills fan. Well, let me tell you something, Chico, they exist. Yeah, the Bills haven't done a damn thing since Flutie left. But never mind.
Flutie, yeah, there you go.
Go and worry about Michael P.S. Haynes, Mike Ditka, Will Arouf, talking about the Saints. Still, to this day, sending draft picks to Washington for that Ricky Williams deal. Anyway, this year, Bills, bold prediction, man. 14-2. Oh. Why? Because New England going to cheat to win as usual. But as for the AFC title game, Bills, Oilers, Warren Moon, Frank Reich, doing the ceremonial coin flip. Mark it down, brother. January 21st.
And there you have it.
Oh, there you go.
There you have it to end it out, bro. I think I got everybody.
Obviously a Bills fan.
Yes, that was Gage. Japan, star
there
to Japan.
There you go, brah.
Yes, I think we got them all just to make sure.
Got
I
got all. Them all. Forget anybody?
I got them. I think so. If not, I can just add it into the end. When I do this,
shout out to everybody. That's a lot of people.
Thank you very much to everyone who...
To everybody that sent their predictions.
Who I bothered to get this from. Yeah. Thank you all.
Yes. You should have told me. I would have bothered more people. But we had a lot. We could have a whole show.
You're busy, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me, bro.
Well, we got some good commentary there. You know,
so
the
overall,
hurricane.
You're saying that New England Patriots are going to win it, right?
I say Patriots and Packers. Packers have a shot to take them down. And that's it. I think Packers... I'm going to say this. Packers going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Packers going to win.
I'm going to go with the dark horse. Maybe not dark horse. Maybe like 5-1 or something.
Yeah.
Go with the Raiders.
Okay. That's a solid prediction.
Yeah, I mean.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you never got hurt last year, maybe you would have known, but.
Okay, so yeah, Raiders win.
Raiders. Oakland Raiders. While they're Oakland. Raiders. They lost Vegas. I don't know about that.
We'll see what happens because it was just the beginning. So we're going to replay this at the end of the season. See what happens. See who had the last laugh.
Were we right last year?
No.
Who did we predict?
We didn't pick Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We didn't pick Atlanta. That we probably picked New England, but we didn't pick Atlanta.
Yeah, we picked New England.
I probably picked Green Bay last year. Probably. I don't know. I always think like Green Bay has a shot. Once they get the hot run, they go in there, boom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And Jordy.
Jordy, yep. Hurricane's favorite, Jordy.
Hurricane, monsoon, all that
Hurricane
stuff.
Loves, you know, guys named Jordy and loves guys named Aaron. Go figure. Yeah, I think it's a great name, Aaron.
Like cheese.
They like cheese. Don't cut it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. I got to go cut the hair.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst. DJ
Get
Zach
out of here.
Morris.
Yes.
I'm looking into a camera that's not recorded.
It's not recorded. We're looking at this camera. No
Season
need.
Season 5, episode 10.
Big Baller Brand, Bombay, you learn.
BBBBB.
Get out of here.
YL. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.